the Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Woos Kabob's right Flanish? Get Flanish.
We have no interest in what's going on with you.
I was just in Wyoming. If you guys get a chance to go to Wyoming, be very careful driving. I couldn't even see across the street because the air was so thick with boredom. My God, they had like five religious channels on the cable TV there. I didn't know what they were. Some woman comes out reading off sins. I thought they were things to do in town. I was like, wow, the community update is very thorough on this channel. And then I was in Reno, Nevada. Very exciting when I was in Reno. The police went on the news. They were looking for a woman who had stolen a baby out of the hospital. And they described her as being over 400 pounds and wearing hot pink stretch pants. And immediately, my heart went out to the pants. And then I got thinking, maybe she's a criminal genius. 400 pounds in hot pink stretch pants? Who notice a baby?
If you had only one tooth, would you brush it longer? I think I would stay on it for several minutes, would you? You know what you want to watch out for? A brain surgeon with Born to Lose tattooed on his hands. If you fall asleep on a couch in a house where a woman is present, when you wake up, you will have a blanket on you. It's true. If somebody is really stupid and they turn senile, how do you know? Well, I'll leave you with two thoughts. You've been kind. First of all, George Washington's brother was the uncle of our country. And try to remember that the day after tomorrow is the third day of the rest of your life. Thank you very much, everybody.
That's right.
January 17th, 2020. This is the Power Trip Morning Show. Good morning. I'm Corey. There's Sauce. There's AJ. There's Zach. Day three without Chris Hockey. 3 of 8. 2 down, 6 more to go. And then he's back after knee replacement surgery, which sounds like it went fine.
He's home already.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think he's doing chores, but he's home.
Yeah, just play video games.
Yeah, lucky.
Watch TV. It's the golden age of television.
I doubt he'll do any of that.
Did you finish your documentary yet, Paul?
Yeah. Yep.
And?
The one I made or the Aaron Hernandez one?
I was referring to the Aaron Hernandez one, and I assumed AJ was, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. It's,
It's okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yesterday was the best documentary ever.
It's okay.
Yeah, Paul, every time Paul watches a documentary, it's temporarily the best documentary of all time.
I did have that thought when he said that yesterday. What was the last one?
The last episode.
The murder one?
Yeah, why do we always forget the kid's name?
The guy who killed 400 people.
Or yeah. Zero.
Henry Lee Lucas.
Henry Lee Lucas.
But here's the problem, though, with Netflix. They're always an episode or two too long. Every single, name one of them. I mean, the stairway one is...
That's about four episodes too many.
That's four episodes too long. The one with the bomb...
Making a Murderer, though, is a season too short.
Yeah, right. But that's the other problem. But then, like, the one with the cane gun, that was an episode too long.
The cane gun?
Remember the robbery, the pizza?
Oh, the neck bomb?
Yeah, that's an episode
too
long.
That one was terrific.
Yeah,
that was
good, yeah. Yeah, but I don't know.
Evil genius.
I don't know. I'd like to get... Ben's opinion on it. I would like to hear what Ben...
He said he was going
to
watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's an NFL player or what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because he played in that era and all that. Yeah, I want to hear what he has to say.
But worth watching just maybe one too long.
Yeah, it's worth watching.
And how many episodes? Three or four?
Three, yeah.
Three?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, it's only three? We're through. Yeah. I'm through, I guess, one and a half. I thought it was four, but
Yeah, it's just three episodes.
The first episode and a half is
really
gripping.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you'll see. You're like... All right. Okay, I guess. I'll tell you off the air.
All right. No Chris Hockey today because of the knee replacement surgery that I just mentioned, and no Mark Parrish today either. He's a late scratch. But for the first time in 4.5, 5 years, something like that, Paul Allen returns to initials at 8:15.
That'll be sweet.
That's insane.
I don't think he... I mean...
I don't think he's...
You know, this is pot meat kettle, but
right.
I don't think he can pay attention that long.
No, and he doesn't keep up with pop culture the way we do.
Yeah.
The way you two do specifically.
Yeah,
which is why you guys do well at that game.
But if it's a sports, if there's
any... He's got a chance.
Yeah. And Charch is smarter than all of us,
and
so...
When it comes to, like, the list today, I think PA's got a chance at a couple. I don't think he's going to win, but PA's going to be in the mix.
Yeah. Sweet.
So PA in charge, playing initials at 8:15, but that's a long, long way to go. But way before that, Sauce, you're like all wrapped up in this baseball scandal. You're all in. You're loving this.
So I'm wrapped up in it because I think it's absolutely fascinating.
It's baseball, real life drama.
Right, and baseball can never, I mean, we grew up, the three of us, Zach's too young, but the three of us grew up in the steroid era.
And
we loved it.
It was the best.
Baseball has its, like, I'm not going to say like a resurgence, with last year, but there were so many home runs, and home runs are what people like. People like to see home runs. And then now you get these teams in 2017, the Astros were one of the worst teams in baseball a couple years prior, and all of a sudden they're just dominating, and they're all cheating. It's fascinating. Now there's this story about Altuve is wearing a buzzer on his body, so when it's a fastball, it's one buzz. It's basically like the scene in Casino where the guy sitting on the other side of the guy buzzing and they're counting cards. You've seen that, right, Corey?
Mm.
It's basically that. But the best part about all this is 2017 postseason splits for Jose Altuve.
The home and away.
Yeah, at home, he hit .472 and 6 home runs and 12 RBI. And his OPS was 1.5 or whatever, however you measure that. Away, his batting average was .143. It's fascinating, this whole thing. It's unbelievable.
So Major League Baseball says no evidence that the Astros used wearable devices to aid in the sign stealing, but man, the videos that were going viral yesterday.
The one about, like, don't rip my jersey.
Yeah,
and running into the dugout.
He appears to be hiding the buzzer. Yeah, it's just fascinating.
And then
the whole thing's coming crumbling down.
The rogue accounts of, like, Beltran.
Burner accounts,
yeah. Beltran's niece, and it's not Beltran's niece. And then the thing comes out yesterday.
Gary Sheffield calling him out, saying it's another
MLB player.
Did you calling
see
him
the
out.
Other thing they wrote? And this is all speculation. None of this is we don't have any facts in any of this.
But it's true.
But about how Mike Trout gets around using whatever HGH because of a thyroid problem. Did you see that yesterday?
No.
That's another thing that they tweeted.
Yeah,
it's just fascinating. There and then Carlos Beltran was told by the Mets, you might as well quit. Correa of the Red Sox.
Alex Cora
is out. And then the other guy at the Astros.
AJ Hinch.
Both of them are out in a matter of a week because of this minor thing.
And Beltran was the only player that was named in the scandal. But then again, Jose Altuve had a pretty bad afternoon
but if you, like,
on Twitter yesterday.
Obviously, you've seen it, Corey. You're up to date. the like images of like where they'd circle what looks like something taped onto his body, like on his upper shoulder.
Yeah.
It's fascinating, man.
Hey, I got you on video.
It's just it's fascinating that the way that they went about cheating, and every time, every like 20 years, baseball's got some major problem.
I love it!
They were tanking games in the Pete Rose era. They're doing steroids. They're doing this. They're shaving, you know, balls with nail
they're what
files
now?
In the
80s. I love it.
It's just falling apart. Any angle to cheat, it's the best. I find it fascinating. Who knows what'll come out next?
Oh, but that's the exciting thing about baseball. What's next?
Yeah.
Anything can happen.
Right.
I think
how can we use AI to cheat? Not Allen Iverson.
Yeah. That'd be funny.
Yeah, the buzzer bit's great.
Yeah.
Well, they're saying like some of the devices that they could have used as that buzzer are possibly like new inventions that you might have seen at CES in the last few years for other purposes.
For adult purposes,
yeah.
Think about it. Like Taint Band-Aid guy that we talked about a week ago, right? Mm-hmm. The guy from Maple Grove, the company from Maple Grove, Minnesota, with a Taint Band-Aid. That is a wearable Band-Aid for your taint that delays, as Hawk calls it, preemie evac.
Yeah.
And it is app-controlled. Right. What if Jose Altuve had a Taint Band-Aid on his chest?
And it was preventing preemie evac from basically him swinging is all it was doing.
Right. Prematurely evacuating himself from the batter's box by not striking out because he knows the pitch.
See, the fallout from this is not done yet either. There's allegations last night about the Yankees having a guy in the bullpen and one guy in the back and wearing leg buzzers. I mean, the players from that Astros team aren't all with that Astros team either. So everyone's trying to cheat. Everyone's finding a way to get ahead. And this one is really juicy right now.
Super fun.
And
I wonder which ones are going to be connected to the Twins. What did the Twins do to hit a major league record 307 home runs? Yeah. Yeah. How did they do it?
The concrete finally settled.
We might not find out for years.
The best thing going...
It's Maple Grove. What if they were all using Taint Band-Aids?
Yeah.
Way too expensive for the poll ads.
Yeah, well played.
Jeez.
It's...
Good one.
Man... The best thing that's going for the MLB is none of these players are available to talk. That's all. They're all. None of them are working. So the second, like, pitchers and catchers report in 3 weeks, that's all they're going to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Is how, what connection do you have? What have you done? What do you know? That's all the media is going to ask.
What if the Bomba Squad is the Band-Aid Squad?
Right.
What if we don't need to sign Josh Donaldson? We just need to order more Taint Band-Aids.
What if that's their cover-up?
That they... What if I'm saying dirty things on purpose because of that letter we got?
Oh, yeah. I love how my favorite thing about Chad Abbott is he sends me this text yesterday, and he's like, I'm really glad the big boss's talk you took to heart. And I'm like, what did I do? And he goes, nothing. And then he texts you, the three of us, and he's like, just want you guys to know I got this letter. Hopefully you guys are great. He's such a fraud.
I love it.
He yells at me, but then he's like, make sure, you know, he sends that letter and he's like, I hope you guys are great. Shut up.
So when I saw the letter yesterday, one of my first thoughts was, I should respect the idea of a handwritten mailed letter more than a lengthy derogatory email. Tweet or email.
Or voicemail that he gets all the time.
Because it takes a little more effort, and you have to pay for postage, right? So you're willing to pay to get your opinion heard. But at the end of the day, it's still just white noise yelling on Twitter. It's just in handwritten form.
I love the, it's not funny. Don't, as the big guy used to say, don't tell us that. Don't say it's not funny.
That's a huge bitch!
Jesus. Handwritten letters are funny.
Don't. Encourage it.
Don't encourage it.
Right.
Don't say it's not funny. Don't say it's dirty.
So could we have a real nerdy, boring discussion for 3 hours about sign stealing and the buzzers that the Astros may have used? Sure. I'm going hashtag Taint Band-Aid.
Yeah, Taint Band-Aid, sweet.
Right. Right. All right, we'll do front page sports when the Power Trip Morning Show returns. It's a Friday, which means initials in a couple of hours. It's AJ, it's Zach, it's Sauce, I'm Corey, and this is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan. I can't be wrong, but maybe I'm too-
The Fan.
What's happening?
I like Evanescence, but yeah, what is happening, Zach?
Yeah, I hit the wrong, wrong
sets
button.
The mood.
What were you trying to play?
Show.
Yeah, maybe that one. I don't know.
Are you all right?
No, I'm not.
The one that I'm convinced is about Never Ending Story, this song.
Really? Why is that?
Just the lyrics. Especially the chorus. Whatever. I have a lot of theories.
You love that film, though.
It's one of my favorite childhood films.
Have you seen
it? I watched it a billion times in the 80s.
When's the last time you watched it?
It doesn't hold up super, super well. But it's still a great kid movie. I think it's much dumber than I remembered, of course. The nostalgia is still there, though.
Do your kids like it?
Harper hasn't watched it yet. Bailey watched it when she was younger. She liked it. Didn't have the same effect as it did in the 80s for me.
And as you always say, the second one's the worst film of all time.
Worst film ever. Never Ending Story Part 2.
Caddyshack 2 is pretty bad.
Dumb and Dumber 2?
Oh,
never saw it, luckily.
Oh, my Lord.
It would suck.
As I always say, you know it's bad when hockey leaves and goes, that wasn't good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's a death nail to a movie or a film or a song.
Yeah. All right. Front Page Sports is brought to you by our friends at Ryan Pasiga Law. Thanks, Ryan. So we got the national scandal, right? The big national scandal with the sign stealing.
Mm-hmm.
How about what's going on with the women gopher team?
Yeah.
So top gopher basketball player for the women's team, Destiny Pitts, is just out of here. She said she was, quote, blindsided and shocked about being suspended. She has decided to transfer. She was scoring over 16 points a game this year. She claims she was suspended for bad body language. And then Pitts also claims that the Bellows sisters, is that how you say their last name, I assume?
I think so, yeah.
Sat out in protest against Illinois, but Whalen said the team had them sit out for unrelated reasons.
Jeez.
So they're disagreeing on why the two sisters didn't play. Destiny Pitts is like, hey, I respect that they sat out in protest for me. Either way.
Oh, in protest to her being
right, basically, like, this is a garbage reason to suspend Destiny, so we're sitting out in protest. Again, Whalen, and it sounds like the Gophers are denying that, but this is a she said situation, and it's getting dicey, but our best player is leaving because of a disagreement with the coaching staff.
That's
and specifically
good.
Lindsay Whalen. What happened?
I mean, AJ played basketball. Bad body language is part of it. You don't make a shot, you get...
You also don't get suspended for doing it
right,
the first time.
Does it borderline on, like, insubordination? Like,
I'm
body
sure.
language is like, don't, like, you just... You don't
yeah,
want to
how many people would be suspended
yeah,
like here on a daily basis.
Oh, I wouldn't have a job.
You would have been
this
fired
is
years
one of the
ago.
Most unique places in the world.
Common would have been fired... The day he started.
Yeah, yeah, hockey mm-hmm. would have been.
I've been caught sleeping in the studio multiple
yeah,
times.
Yeah, it's on
so.
Video. We should tweet that video.
Timing's everything.
But yeah, as AJ said, you don't get, you know, bad body
hey,
language is
video.
Something where they're like, did you smirk at me? You're out. It's not.
Or you're not paying attention on the end of the bench or something.
Right,
no, this
yeah.
is,
don't know.
Whatever the actual reason is, it was a long time coming. And I don't know. I mean, whether it was right or wrong, that's not for us to decide, but it didn't just start the other day.
I wonder what happened. Fun! Scandals! Wolves at Pacers tonight, 6 o'clock. The Wolves are 15-25. The Pacers are 26-15. Indiana won by 5 against the Wolves just 2 nights ago. The Wolves have dropped 3 straight and 4 of 5, but they also traded Jeff Teague and Trevion Graham to Atlanta for Allen Crabbe. Teague and Crabbe are both on expiring contracts. Teague is 31, spent his first 7 seasons with Atlanta. So on behalf of the Power Trip Morning Show, I was going to welcome the Crabs to Minneapolis, but
yeah.
Hockey's been here for 25 years.
Well played. I don't... The
damn it!
So, of course, and then our guy, Johnny Athletic, and the other guy that he works at the Athletic tweeted how they're intensifying their quest to get D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, basically buckle up.
But wouldn't Jeff Teague's contract have helped in that? Now are they going to move Allen Crabbe? Like, to get a guy like that, you need money in the contracts. They don't have a lot of that. Towns isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, but the contracts have to line up.
Wiggins is a big contract.
The contracts only have to line up if both teams are over the cap, but I think both are, right? Either at or over
the
cap.
Yeah, so I don't think they're in a worse spot because of this trade.
But now they have the other thing that people keep talking about is now they have an open roster spot. But are you really going to get D'Angelo Russell? Are the failing Warriors, as weird as it is to say, going to go, yeah, we'll take Wiggins and Gorgie? Okay.
But think if Crab's style of play, even for this season, which they don't care about, fits Golden State a little better,
yeah,
that's more attractive than Jeff Teague. Now, again, Golden State does not care about this year.
So did you see...
they should tank.
You know Bill Simmons?
Which is why they should trade D'Angelo Russell. Just tank and get a top 3-4 right. pick, and then Steph and Clay come back, and then you got another dynasty.
Yeah. Right.
This is the best accidental tank ever.
Well, it's like the David Robinson bit.
Tim Duncan.
When David Robinson went out, they were awful. Then they got the number one overall
pick. And what, they win 5 titles?
Yeah, something like that. Have you seen the Bill Simmons theory? His theory is, and it's a fun theory, that they were like, Towns, you sit out for a month, your knee's hurt. We're going to showcase Gorgie and Covington so we can move them for pieces. It's a fun theory, but I thought it was great. Because he's been out forever. His knee hurt. Now he's sick.
How old is Cat?
24? 23? Because he was one in...
How many years is he willing to sit out so we keep getting top picks?
Well, at this point, as you said, stop. Don't even... Just say he's out for the year.
Right, just shelve him.
Right. Who cares at this point?
Right. Shelve everybody.
Right.
Have us play.
Let Wiggins play.
Why?
Speaking of bad body language, well, he's terrible.
He's just got no body language.
Yeah, he's...
Man, how about everybody hates Wiggins, then the first 12 games of this year, he's on fire, unstoppable, everybody loves him, nobody wants him traded, he's worth every dime we gave him. Finally, it's changed. Ryan Saunders has changed Andrew Wiggins. Now we are 40 games in and everybody hates him again.
Well... My favorite thing about the network that the games are on that I love most of those people that work there. It's so bad for the Wolves. The other day, because it's all positivity on that network, it was the Wolves have won 4 of the last 5 first quarters. That was their bit. I'm going, that's your bit?
Yeah.
Because they're just terrible.
I don't know how they do it. Again, I've never met Dave Benz, but I love Jim Peterson. Oh, such a good dude.
He's one of the best.
Marnie's the GOAT.
Yeah, of course.
Alan Horton on the radio is the greatest dude ever. Yeah.
The whole broadcast is phenomenal.
I love everybody.
But it's all
how do they do that? That's why I haven't gone in 2 years. Season opener 2 years ago.
It was 10.
I can't put up with this.
That's why. That's the hill you're going to die on, is their positivity about a bad team. Jeez. I saw that and I'm like, oh, all right, I guess, run with that.
Of all the days, though, for hockey to be off, because he hates basketball so much, when we get a guy named Alan Crabb and he's not here,
yeah.
You know how many Crabs jokes outside of the one I just did would have been on the show this morning?
Or he would have had.
Right.
Or John Kreisel, who would have been like, they traded for my dad?
Right.
Yeah.
Hawk's sister was part of the team trade?
She plays basketball?
I'm not saying any of the jokes would have been good.
No.
There just would have been a lot of them. But
we would have got another letter about it.
Yeah, get another letter.
Yeah.
We should just do a whole bunch of crab jokes.
Crab jokes are funny.
They're not funny. Underlined.
Yeah.
They are not funny. The NFC and AFC championship games are Sunday. The AFC goes first at 2:05. KC minus 7. They're also minus 340 on the money line. Tennessee plus 280. The over-under is 53. Packers at Niners follows at 540 or so. San Francisco minus 7.5, minus 360 on the money line. Green Bay plus 290, over-under 46. Sauce, we'll start with you.
Yeah.
And I'll go through the numbers again because I'm sure you were half listening. Can't blame you.
I haven't written down.
If you had to take a money line bet, Chiefs minus 340, Tennessee plus 280, Niners minus 360 or Packers plus 290. Which value out of those 4 do you like the best?
If I'm going to money line something?
Money line only. Again, Chiefs minus 340, Tennessee plus 280, Niners minus 360, Green Bay plus 290.
I money line. I mean, if we're going to get you know, greasy. I money line the Titans. Yep. The safest bet in a money line bet, because that's you're just betting it because you think it's the best shot, is the 49ers.
At minus 360?
Yeah, because the Packers, I mean...
But if you only get one bet, where
it's
you...
It's the 49ers. So you that's the safest bet.
So you're betting and that's minus 360.
Yeah, yeah. Wouldn't you? It's that. I think it's that or the Titans. I think the Titans are a great bet. They beat two dynamite teams.
I think the Chiefs are going to do it. So right. I like the Chiefs minus 340 as my best pick.
Yeah, mine would be the 49ers. But
I definitely think the worst one of the four is Green Bay plus 290. Well, that's the one that's going to surprise me the most. So I don't think 290 is enough.
And that number went up. Didn't it start at 7 and now it's up to 7.5? Didn't it go up a half point?
I don't know. It's been hovering around 7 or 7.5. It also depends on which book you're looking at, right? They all vary a little bit. Pretty okay? close, though. Yeah, I'm just hiccuping.
No, you are correct, though, Sauce.
I have crabs.
You have crabs?
Yes.
What am I correct about?
It opened at 7, now it's 7.5.
So it might creep up another half point if big money comes in on the 49ers. I think that a lot of people think that they can't slow down that defensive line, and that's basically it. But... And because they beat him badly the first time they played him. What's happened?
Demi Lovato is going to perform the national anthem at the Super Bowl. How do we feel about that?
Is she from? She's from the area, I would assume?
No idea.
No.
Zach?
I would love to see her do it. I can't wait.
I'm all right with Demi, yeah.
She's been through a lot. Turning her life around.
Yeah,
and,
she's had a lot to deal with.
Yeah, yeah. Which is good for her. But
very good for her, yeah.
That's, I mean, you can't get Halsey.
By the way, new album today, Manic. Solid.
Yeah. For Halsey or Demi?
For Halsey.
Halsey. How about great the surprise Eminem album this morning?
Yeah. Again?
Dropped a surprise album on us again? This morning. Something like his 11th album.
Again?
What do you mean again?
We did that like... That was a while ago, I guess. That, like, just album he made to just rip people? Recovery? No, it's not. What is that album called?
Revival, maybe?
Yeah, no.
That's Kamikaze?
Yeah.
It was 2 years ago.
Was it?
2018.
Oh, yeah, it was. Holy smokes. Come, hurry up! Thanks, Bill.
I do remember when that dropped, though. It was kind of like your job.
It was the fair. We were all at the fair, just like,
whoa.
Okay, Eminem. He just all it
way
is,
to be
he just,
subtle.
He rips it. It's so aggressive against a couple of people that it's edited, even though it's a explicit lyric. Yeah. There's a couple of words Apple Music edited out. It's so aggressive.
Hmm. Well, I wonder what you'll do today. But you like the Halsey album? You've heard all of it?
Most
of it this morning.
Everything but two songs. It's fine in the beginning. I like it. It picks up speed towards the end, and there's one song we could probably play. Coming out of next break here.
So you're saying when you and I bond, when we go to churches / Halsey,
right?
Then I'm going to want to stick around through the entire Halsey part of it.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, Halsey's great.
Unbelievable.
Fair enough. The Wild won 3-2 over the Lightning. Goals by Eric Tenek, Parisian Suter. That was Parisi's team-leading 17th of the season. Stalock had 18 saves. The Wild are 21-20-6. Tampa Bay was red hot coming in, had won 11 of 12, but the Wild shut them down. That was the start of a 7-game homestand. The Wild snapped a 4-game losing streak. Up next, Hockey Day Minnesota and the Stars tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Here's your Hockey Day Minnesota lineup on Fox Sports North, our friends at Fox Sports North. 9:30 in the morning, War Road versus Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Minneapolis?
That's what it says on the website. What does that mean?
Minneapolis.
Just Minneapolis.
They have one
combined team.
They have one team for all the Minnesota or Minneapolis schools.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When did they start doing that? Or is that a long time?
The numbers have been fair money years. For a while, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
They were on the brink of extinction actually at one point, but they've brought it back and they bought it. You know, they've got a pretty good program over at Parade right now.
Koala Bears. So War Road versus Minneapolis at 9:30. Then Blaine versus Blake. This is the boys again at 1 o'clock.
On the fan with Tanner B and I on the call.
Okay, that's cool. 4:30, Ohio State versus the Gopher women.
FM 96.7 KFAN the plus.
Had no idea what frequency the plus was.
No one knew that.
And I already forgot what he just said. By the way, that's the Ohio State women. taking on the Minnesota Golden Gopher.
Five versus
women.
One.
Sweet.
Not just the women.
Really?
Minnesota yeah. taking on the men's Ohio State team. That'd be yeah. a big deal for Hockey Day Minnesota.
There's more the people in this current studio that than people that attend Gopher men's hockey. No one goes. It's really, really, really weird. Used to be the hottest ticket in town. Have you seen the pictures from that place?
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
No one shows up. No one. It's weird. As you were.
And then Stars and Wild at 8 o'clock.
Sweet.
Also right here on The Fan.
Yeah.
Should I'm a huge Hockey Day Minnesota fan.
I see the shirt. Thanks. Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, it matches your gray hat.
Yeah. Which it's cold out, so I'm wearing it. Did you guys, I had something, but never mind. As you were. I forgot. Wasn't.
Oh, I got something.
All right. Go ahead.
Hold on. Before Abbott yells at me. It's time for our national cash contest. Text the keyword super to 200-200 to enter for your shot to put a grand in your hand. Standard text message and data rates may apply.
How great was I'm super, thanks for asking.
A-plus?
A-plus, man. That show weekly used to hit home runs. I mean, it's... I think it still does.
So I just didn't watch this last season.
Yeah. What a great character.
All right. That's enough sports. All right, we'll come back. More of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on The Fan. Well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. I needed to. It wasn't it both ways. Fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I flew sea. But it was confusing. Cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it. The Fan.
Tickets to the Minneapolis Home and Remodeling Show at U.S. Bank Stadium, January 24th through January 26th. The Minneapolis Home and Remodeling Show, where you can shop for home-related products and services. Think I took it way too far, and I'm stumbling drunk, getting in a car. My insecurities are hurting me. Someone please come and flirt with me. I really need a mirror that'll come along and tell me that I'm fine. I do it every time. I keep on hanging on the line, ignoring every warning sign. Come on and make me feel alright again. Cause it's 3 a.m. and I'm calling everybody that I know. And here we go again, while I'm running through the numbers in my phone. I don't know.
Yeah, this doesn't do anything.
No, it doesn't do much for me. She's just a better... It's like a Avril Lavigne song with a better singer.
Yeah, I like the vocal pattern. I don't know if I like the poppiness of the music.
This doesn't do much for me.
Yeah.
I love her, but this doesn't do much for me.
I give the rest of it a try.
No, we're done with
it. We're done, Zach.
Play some Out of Touch.
The rest of the album, Zach, I might. Maybe. Jesus.
Play some Hall & Oates Out of Touch, please.
Well, you know why? No, I'm thinking of Simon and Garfunkel. It's the 54th birthday of Sound of Silence.
I was going to say, both of them are way over 54. Right.
Unless they wrote that song when they were two.
Today's the 54th birthday of them? Wow.
1966.
Heard that song? All right. Wow.
So maybe that's... I don't know what it is.
It's a great
math. You guys should keep doing good math.
I'm not... Oh, I learned... How crazy is this? Math.
So yesterday on the After Party podcast, which is downloadable on the iHeartRadio app, we ranted and raved about... restaurants not allowing adults to order off the kids' menu.
That's the most passionate, I think, the four of us or whoever's been in that podcast room have been in a long time.
It's his lifeblood.
And the gist of it was, what's the difference? Charge us adult prices, do whatever you want to do, but if there's nothing on the menu that I like, and macaroni and cheese, and this wasn't for me, this was like for our friend Michaela at the restaurant right over here. If she wants macaroni and cheese... Great. Give her an adult-sized portion. Charge her an adult-sized price. I don't care.
Right.
But customer service. Just make it happen. No one else is going to look over at that table and go, what is she doing? I'm out of here.
That's disgusting.
I'm not going to eat with kids.
She's an adult.
And we talked about why restaurants seem apprehensive for doing that, right? And it's, well, all right, if it's a nice restaurant, a really nice restaurant, you don't want four idiots sitting there that are having apple juice and macaroni and cheese instead of spending $90 a plate. Now you're spending $7. I get that, but it happens so infrequently. It's just, come on, the customer's always right. Just let them eat what they want, make them happy, move on with your lives. Then we were talking about restaurants turnover, right? At the end of the day, they got to turn over tables. AJ, you worked at Applebee's back in the day, right?
Yeah.
The whole game is making sure it's as efficient as possible, because you can't let somebody just sandbag a table for 3 hours. There goes your profits, right? Well, a restaurant in San Francisco is apparently taking that to the extreme. It's just crazy that we talked about this yesterday because it's in the news today. The Laurel Court Restaurant and Bar at the Fairmont Hotel in San Francisco is testing out a new policy. If you go over 90 minutes, you have to pay $30 per seat to stay.
Whoa. Wow. Is this a fancy restaurant? I'm trying to gauge the $30 per seat. Is that...
Yes, but it's also San Francisco. So they mentioned in the article that they charge something like $16 for a starter salad.
Okay.
But if you guys have ever been to San Francisco, a bottle of water in San Francisco is about $96.
My Lord.
So, I mean, it's the most expensive city of all time anyway. But now they're saying we can't afford to have people just sitting here for hours and hours and hours and sipping a drink. So you stay more than 90 minutes, $30 a seat. My first question was, does that mean the second you start down,
you're on the shot clock?
Right. They start a stopwatch or an iPhone app, or there's some kind of clock in the kitchen saying, hey, table four has been here 5 minutes. Yeah, do they know exactly when you sit down?
Well, the way that a lot of the restaurants do it now for the host or hostesses is they have a digital system where they seat a table and they just push a button. So I'm sure that's where it starts.
It's all on an iPad.
Yeah. Now what happens though if you get bad service or your food is delayed or your time spent is not necessarily your fault but the restaurant's fault, because that factors in too. Now 90 minutes, you should have a window there. But what if they're slammed? What if they screw up your food the first time and you don't even start eating your food until 45 minutes?
Fair.
You know, I mean, that all factors in. Now, I don't know if I read it in a book or where I heard it, but I've heard that restaurants will typically run the room a little colder to make it not uncomfortable, but a little uncomfortable to kind of get you in and get you out, to kind of have this same sort of effect, this turnover effect.
Also keeps you more awake, correct?
Yes.
Isn't that the whole theory on casinos, is that's why they run cold, is because they want you to be awake?
Well, that's, yeah, it's the same
not
thing.
Not get kind of lethargic and
obviously
warm.
I've never been, but that's the same thing with, like, detox. It's freezing cold, so it keeps you upright. So you're not...
No wonder I like sleeping in 62 degrees rooms. Yeah, right.
Now, the kids' menu conversation, rooms. You know, the similar thing you mentioned, I worked at Applebee's, a similar situation, but a good example of, I think, how to handle it is the half-price appetizers bit. Back in the day when it was like brand new and it was all the rage and every Applebee's was packed from 9 p.m. to 12 p.m. when they closed.
Hi.
I worked at a location near a bunch of colleges. So it was a bunch of college students who would come in and order one $4 appetizer.
And just sit there.
Get a water with a party of 30 and they would sit there all night. So for one server, they could take up your whole section because they put all the tables together, whatever, and they'll sit there all night. Now, You do what you do with that. I mean, it's within the realm of the rules, if you will. You try to do good service. You try to do what you can to help them out. And it's, you know, again, you make it work for them because, you know, I have some issues with the whole phrase, the customer's always right, because customers can be complete a-holes sometimes.
Of course.
But
people suck.
In essence, your job is there to serve them food. And if there's not rules, which the San Francisco restaurant is enforcing, then there's not rules, and you just do it to the best of your ability and try and do it with a good attitude.
And then almost always, the nicer the restaurant you go to, the longer it takes anyway, right?
Sure.
Because they don't want to rush you, because they know every plate is so expensive. They know you're going to order drinks that aren't cheap.
And a lot of times, too, at those restaurants, it's multi-course sort of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So you may not get an entree until the hour mark.
Even if everything is going as planned,
you get drinks. You get some sort of salad / soup / appetizer. Then you get your food. Then there's dessert. I mean,
yeah, if you're with
90 minutes is not that much. Dessert. If you go to Manny's or something, 90 minutes is not that much.
So the restaurant ran with this new policy for 4 days this week while the J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference was in town. And the manager of the restaurant says, quote, otherwise they linger and they tie up the tables, turning the restaurant into a big meeting room, and the servers and our other customers suffer. It's all about supply and demand.
So is that just for this, like, conference season or whatever?
Well, they just tried it, but it sounds like they're going to run with it.
Here's the other thing, though. If you get, and AJ kind of brought this up, if you get eight Lawyer Lamberts, Mark Parrish's, Ben Lieber's, John Randall's, Scott Taylor's in there, and they're ringing up a $3,000-$4,000 tab on wine and appetizers.
Then it's fine.
Then that there no way they're going to go.
If you're just sitting there, that's the problem.
That's what's $120 additional fee for our four seats.
What do you mean we have to pay this? Right? So you get that group in there, they're going to go. Yeah, you're fine.
Now, but with our platform here and a lot of people listening, this is a great spot to say, pay attention to what you're doing at your table too. And if you're going for a football game and you're going to squat on a table for 3-4 hours,
well, they could be dubs.
Keep in mind that your server is not turning over those tables, and your tip, you know, even if you tip them well, they're missing out on three tables worth of tips. So, you know, recognize that. Tip them a little extra because they're missing out on it. And if they're giving you good service, then go with it.
And if you're a group, though, that is constantly ordering more alcohol specifically,
sure,
right?
Sure.
So the bill continues to rise.
Exactly.
You're fine.
Right.
If you ordered food and you're drinking waters or sodas, and now it's 2 hours of just free refills and there's no additional bill, then you're just sandbagging, right? Then you're absolutely tanking that server's
And if you
tip,
do,
and everybody knows that.
You know, again, if there's a reason for it, if it's a football game, a UFC fight night, whatever, just recognize it. Take care of your servers. You know, like we always say in Vegas, you know, those servers are serving a restaurant full of people at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And it there's not turnover because there's no room to go.
And there's
take care
three
of your servers.
Of them.
Yeah.
The other thing too is, AJ worked at Applebee's. I've worked in the restaurant business. Your wife worked in the restaurant / waiting
Both.
Business. No matter what you do in life, everyone should have to do that at least for a summer.
Yeah.
Because then you realize, like, these people aren't doing this for their health. People who are rude to people that work in that customer service of the food industry, if you're rude to waiters and servers and bartenders, or you're a bad tipper, stay the F home. Because it's so rude for these people that are doing this for you because you want to go out and have a good time. I know everyone doesn't have a ton of cash, but keep in mind, like, these people are working 6-7 hour shifts on their feet, and they don't want to get you your burger that has 14 different things that you don't want on it or want on it.
And typically
take
nights
care
and weekends,
of them.
Too.
Right, correct.
I enjoyed serving.
Same.
Outside of the fact that it was nights and weekends.
Take care of those people.
Yeah.
Always. Just the right thing to do.
You tip well, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I always do because... I got a
whole lot of
money. Yeah, but... But like last night, Pete Sauce, Dob, and I went out, and I bought.
Oh, thanks for the invite.
And I, always tip well. Always.
You bought with that group?
Yeah, shocking, right?
Who was it? Pete Sauce and Dob?
Dob, yeah.
Jeez, did they hitchhike to wherever you ate?
But, I don't know, just tip well. And yes, the Antonio Brown part's true. How about how his agent dropped him? Because he's such a mess.
Oh. The way he was, you don't even know.
Did you see what he's going
to
do?
You don't even need to know both sides of the story. You really don't. The way that he was talking to that gal,
yes.
I have zero respect
correct.
For Antonio Brown.
Correct.
And obviously there's other allegations of sexual assault and domestic. Like he's,
where there's
the allegations are trash, but just listening to him talk to that female. And yeah, maybe
the
she did
mother
some,
of your,
maybe she did some bad things. I don't know, but just he, you can tell he thinks so lowly of her as a human. And I'm like, I just, even if I hated some gal, I would never talk to a female like that.
No. Right.
He's garbage.
No matter what they, just, treat him with, I don't know. What I mean.
With respect.
Right. And then he's right, like, that lady doesn't drive a Bentley. Like, look at that woman. It's like, dude, shut up. And then he's yelling at cops.
And I don't even want to repeat what he said because it's a phrase that I'm not familiar with. I don't know what the, I don't know what the meaning of it is. I wouldn't say it.
Yeah,
it's probably harmless, but I'm like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
It's like some nickname. Hang on, let me look it up quickly, see if I can read it here. Google. Okay, this isn't that bad. I believe he kept calling her a baser.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell is a baser? Well, Google says it's a drug user.
Yeah. Somebody who freebases, probably.
There you go. I'd never heard that phrase. You guys ever heard somebody called a baser before?
No.
I hadn't either. But Antonio Brown called that gal a baser like 17 times.
Jeez.
In front of kids, right?
Yeah, kids.
His
cops,
kids, right?
Neighbors.
Her kids, for sure.
Yeah. All right, what really matters is next. Scores and stats around the world of sports and sauce will change your life with something else. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
The Fan.
Experts in the business.
The Fan.
Again, what's happening?
Is this AC/DC? Oh, God.
Jet.
What are you doing?
This is something hockey would play.
There's going to be some crossover.
Do you know
Shouldn't be crossover. No. How many times have we told you this?
How have we not heard Milli Vanilli? Play some Fetty Wap. Play some Zayn. Play this?
I'm mixing it up. We had some pop in the first part.
This song sucks.
No crossover while Chris is out. No dabbling in the hockey iTunes catalog.
Yeah.
None. Just
because you know he's listening.
There, that was a palate cleanser. Huh. Whew. All right. What really matters is brought to you by CenterPoint Energy. Thanks, CenterPoint Energy.
Jet. I stand by that.
He's brainwashed.
Yeah. I stand by Cold Hard Bitch.
Listen to him. I stand by that song. You can hear that he's like, I don't understand what's wrong.
Wait, what happened?
That's because he is absolutely walking hockey zombie.
Yeah, you're in the cult.
But Chris says it's a good song.
Chris says every song is a good song.
Except for what we like. Yeah, he's so offended by Hear the Voice by John Farnham.
Well, since you brought it up.
Yeah, great point. I love that song.
Well, yeah, because you have ears.
Thank you. Let's do what really matters to this.
That's exactly the plan.
Thank you.
Paul, now you and I are on the same page.
Glad.
I read scores and stats, and Sauce will tell you something else that matters more than what I'm about to read. The Mets parted ways with manager Carlos Beltran before he even managed a game. He was the only player named in the sign-stealing scandal, but he's the third manager now to lose their job. A.J. Hinch in Houston, Alex Cora in Boston, and now Carlos Beltran in New York. He's 42 years old, a 9-time All-Star in 20 major league seasons, 435 home runs, most of them right after a garbage can banged in the outfield. What really matters, though, is this.
Speaking of hockey, George Washington, Andrew Jackson, and Abraham Lincoln all had smallpox, and they all beat it. And then they got rid of smallpox. That's such a weirdly written sentence.
Why do you gotta be dirty?
I'm just saying.
That is not funny, underlined. Okay. Not funny.
Don't encourage it.
2 exclamation points.
Helby's mad.
I'm fine.
He loves Farnham.
He likes Jet more, though.
This is pretty good.
Yeah, of course. Damn right it is.
I like a lot of things, all right?
Google the Coldplay performance. Wild 3-2 over the Lightning. Goals by Eriksson Ek, Parisi, and Suter. The Wild have Hockey Day Minnesota tomorrow night. Stars and Wild at 8 o'clock right here on The Fan. That'll end the Hockey Day Minnesota coverage on The Fan and on Fox Sports North. What really matters is this.
Around half of Fortune 500 companies started during a depression or recession, including Disney, HP, FedEx, and Microsoft.
Hmm. Cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, that's sweet.
The San Francisco Giants made history by naming, we're going to go with Alyssa Nakken, N-A-K-K-E-N, Nakken, Nakken. Either way, Alyssa, knocking? We're going to go with knocking.
Don't you dare.
No, don't. We'll send you home if you play docking.
I can sit there, mister. Docking sucks.
Sauce is capable of running the board.
Docking's
kind of.
I can awful.
Sit there, mister.
Dokken is hideous. I don't want to, but yeah, I can't.
That's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
I love Zach. I will cancel your Vegas trip if you play Dokken.
Yeah.
Alyssa Knockin, though, is the first female coach on a major league staff in baseball history. She's going to be under Gabe Kapler, figuratively, not literally, in San Francisco.
She was a softball star
at Sacramento State.
Awesome. That's sweet. Yep. Rosie hates that news, but he's not here to...
Did you say what the position was? I'm sorry.
I'm not sure.
My turn?
Some kind of bench coach.
Bench coach?
Don't know. Yes, what really matters, Paul, is this.
Mattel passed on making Star Wars toys in the late 70s because they didn't want to pay the massive $750,000 licensing fee. So they had their designers come up with ideas of their own, and they created He-Man. He-Man wailed.
I still think that they probably regret that, though.
Oh, 100%.
Because was it Kenner? I think Kenner was the one that picked it up.
Yeah.
And the Christmas after the first Star Wars came out, they were selling hundreds of thousands of empty boxes because they couldn't keep up with the demand. So they sold an empty box with the promise that you will get, it's like your certificate, you'll get the figures.
I didn't know that.
That's one of those the toys that made us on Netflix.
I see that all the time, and I'm always like, I should watch
it. It's interesting because a lot of them are, you know, there are some that are older than us, but most of them are kind of right in our wheelhouse of the 80s,
like
90s.
There's like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles bit, right?
Yep.
And that's the same one that...
those.
The Home Alone one? The movies that made us?
Home Alone was filmed mostly in a high school?
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Before that show, I had no clue.
That literally ruined Tim Hyde's day.
I remember circa 1991 or so, whatever the peak Ninja Turtle age was, when I was, I don't know, 10, 11, whatever it was.
Had to be in that window, yeah.
Somewhere like that. And getting enough money to go to the grocery store, because our grocery store that was right across Highway 8 had Ninja Turtle action figures, like in the pharmacy kind of section, you know, where like the
that's when you know
novelty
toys
and things.
When the grocery store, I remember digging through bins of Pogs at Cub Foods.
Same. Yeah.
They just had a big, like, you know, 6-inch deep platform where
I remember,
and Pogs. You would just dig and dig and dig.
Man, I freaking loved Ninja Turtles.
Well, I think, and I've seen a lot of impressive things in my life. I think the most impressive I've ever seen is my cousin Scott had a 15-person birthday party, Ninja Turtles theme, not one duplicate gift.
How long have you been alive?
That's tough.
37.
In your 37 years on Earth.
Yeah.
You've never been in a significantly long coma, correct? So 37 active, awake, conscious years.
Yeah, he was doing some...
But the most impressive thing you've seen in 37 years is a birthday party with 15 kids and no duplicate Ninja Turtle
gifts. Yeah, it was my cousin Scott's birthday was at my aunt's house. Suavide and I were invited. And it was a Ninja Turtle themed birthday, and there was not one duplicate. That's amazing.
Everybody understands
that's
the probability of what you're saying. But again, in 37 years, the most amazing thing?
I mean, I've seen a few of the lady parts. That's pretty cool. But what I saw, that was sweet, the Ninja Turtle thing. Lady parts are cool. That's amazing every time I've seen that. But when there is not a duplicate Ninja Turtle gift, that's impressive.
I get that, but
if you go to a Ninja Turtle birthday party, you're obligated to bring a Ninja Turtle.
That's what it was.
Well, like because she's going to be a $1 billion esports athlete, my daughter's throwing a Mario birthday party, and it's her choice.
Your wife getting ready for it?
Yeah, of course. The amount of money she freaking spends on the birthday parties. Let's just buy her all of the company Nintendo for this.
Have you seen the little RC controlled Mario Kart?
I'm sure it's in my mudroom right now. Just
I'm sure
collecting dust until the birthday party.
And it's actually a really good remote control. Cars are difficult for kids to operate sometimes. Mm-hmm. This was actually like very kid friendly, and the tires flip to go to like hover mode. It's actually pretty cool.
But that's even more to my point, though.
That is sweet.
She doesn't need Mario presents for her birthday party. Angie is buying everything that has ever been attached to Mario or Luigi or Peach or Toad.
To decorate for the party.
Her decorations end up being just like a never-ending string of toys. If I'm Harper, I would quickly realize whatever I ask for, I'm going to get bombarded with for the decorations. If when she turns 7 next year, I would just say, I'd like it to be a MacBook party.
I'd like it to be a cash party.
Right, exactly. An Odell Beckham Jr. party. Just hand out cigars and cash. I mean...
Well, Lottie frickin' da!
I can't wait till you this party's all set up and you're going,
what? All this? This is what we need? And it's up, as you know, for 2 hours.
Right. You're going to know it's over when I get the bill and I'm rocking back and forth in my basement in the fetal position, naked with snot running down my face, and I'm crying to all by myself.
And most, I mean, was she going to be 6?
Going to be 6.
They don't notice half of it.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Mac, well, we had Mac. Mac's birthday's around Halloween, so we had a Halloween themed birthday party, and he picked out all the decorations and was really cool and happy for it. This is last year, and we're at a play place, okay? So like the giant maple maze in Maple Grove, where the giant playground, whatever, tubes and everything. And instead of going to play with his friends, he wanted to set up all his birthday decorations.
Aww.
Yeah, like he was all into it.
Yeah, but he loves Halloween. Right?
Loves Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah. That's sweet, though. Good for them. Buy them whatever they want.
What really matters is this.
Oh, my turn?
Yeah, why not?
Redhead people need about 20% more...
Speaking of Mac.
Anesthesia than people with other colors of hair. The gene mutation of red hair also affects the body's pain tolerance.
I apologize. I just assumed you would mispronounce it. So...
I didn't. That's amazing.
So that means their pain tolerance is less, so they need more?
I don't know.
Right? If I'm following?
They need... Yes, I think that's correct.
Redheads are also 20% crazier.
Also speaking of Mac.
Yeah. They also like to just burn piles of money.
Yeah. They also spend 20% more at Target.
Oh, boy.
All right. The news is next. A little over an hour from now, we play... Initials, and Nordo's also going to play, correct? So we basically are going 9 to noon at 8:15. The entire group of 9 to noon of Nordo, PA, and Charge are playing today because Parrish is out and Hockey is out. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
The Fan. When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. And I was running from my brother and his friends.
And tasted the sweet. Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. Initials a little over an hour from now. Start guessing on Twitter with the hashtag PowerTrip for your chance to win a $100 Visa gift card. Thanks to our friends at Mountain Dew. Thanks, Mountain Dew. All you got to do is guess who wins initials between AJ Sauce, Nordo, Paul Allen, and Paul Charchian. So two of the normal four not in today. No Parrish, no Hockey. Parrish because he's lost. Hawk because he had knee replacement surgery.
Yeah, and figuratively lost.
Well, physically, too. He doesn't know where he is.
Yeah.
And we don't know where he is.
Well, that's sad.
It is, isn't it? Hey, you ready for the news?
Zach's doing it.
This is KFAN News with
me.
Presented by Grey Duck Vodka.
No, that was like a mix because it was like Meeky.
Meeky.
It said me and then... All right, go ahead,
Meeky. Call me Meeky. Top story, of course, here in the Twin Cities, this snowstorm that is moving in later this morning, early afternoon, heavy snow forecast for the Twin Cities. Blizzard conditions possible as the wind seems to be a factor, blowing and drifting snow throughout the afternoon and evening hours into tomorrow morning. Twin Cities looking at a 6 to 9 inches of snow possible, 7 to 9 up in St. Cloud, Mankato more of the same, 6 to 8. So pretty much across the state, wherever you are, you're looking at half a foot to almost a foot of snow. A
lot of schools canceled. A lot of schools either getting early released, right, or canceling night activities. So make sure you check that out somewhere to see if your kids are not having a full day of school. Yeah, but I think everybody with kids probably understands that's what they're supposed to do. I don't know why I just said that.
Yeah. Or they've been alerted via text message.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's the genius of now. Is yeah. I got an email and a call last night, like an automated call.
Would you remember
awesome.
Waking up, watching the early news, waiting for the alphabetical Minnetonka, Chisago, Burnsville, White Bear to come across the screen?
Yeah. What do you have to complain about? You were in the B's, man. We were in the W's.
Yeah, but if you catch it in the Z or you catch it in the M's, right. You got to wait the whole time.
Or you go, I think I saw it. Let's wait. And then you go, come on. Go.
There's no texting your friends.
Right.
I mean, that didn't exist. Yeah. There was no text message from the automated system. There was not even automated calling.
But when you watch that scroll and your school was on that list.
But it never happened for us.
But now
I know it feels like the we didn't have snow days is the whole I walked to school uphill both ways of our generation. Mm-hmm. But we never did.
We never did.
The only ones I remember was the Arnie Carlson closing down the whole state
when
for cold.
Too cold. Yeah. But now, like, you know, it gets 10 below. They don't have school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this part of me now as a parent that I'm like, I get it. I don't want my kid out there if it's minus 30.
Yeah, but it's also, and
just stay
and
home.
You've said this, you're not a for monster sure. like a lot of people think you are. It's also
who thinks that?
A lot of people.
Here?
A lot of the listeners, a lot of people.
People it's down also, the hall?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Which
yeah.
ones? My sources on you?
Yeah.
They don't like
monster.
Me?
Yeah.
You're not funny. Either.
That's okay. Underlined. Two exclamation
it's also
points.
The other kids, though, you know, who just... Maybe don't have, they have, whatever. They're just the other kids that have the same thing. It's what? Not just you, but it's other kids. You got to worry about other kids, man, who maybe parent works in the morning.
Yeah, there are tougher situations. Yes.
Yeah, can't get them to, you know, they don't get a ride to school like David did or I did. You know, there's other kids, man. You got to worry about everybody.
That's the main consideration about canceling schools. That puts a lot of parents that can't afford daycare or a sitter in a really tough spot.
Right.
So that's why you can't cancel school every 5 seconds. They're like, it's going to be 3 degrees. That's a little too cold, so we're calling it off. A lot of times, once the kids get to kindergarten, you got to send them to school unless it's a legitimate concern for safety. Because otherwise, it puts a lot of people in tough spots.
You know what they did when we were kids, and this makes sense. AJ said this is our walking to school both ways uphill. We stayed inside. We just didn't go out. They just, no recess, nothing. We just stayed inside.
Yeah.
Yep. I had the news show up to our school one day because everybody else was closed and we were the only one open in like the metro area. So I feel your pain, Mr. Mansoor.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. All right. Okay. The police are investigating after a man in a mask assaulted and robbed a victim outside a University of Minnesota residence hall. The attack happened yesterday morning at Territorial Hall in the 400 block of Southeast Walnut Street. The masked suspect in a black coat and blue jeans punched the victim, stole a wallet, and ran from the scene. The victim is not affiliated with the university. A campus-wide safety alert was sent out, but no arrests have been made. A newly released analysis shows that Minneapolis must spend more money on the neighborhood associations to create better opportunities for underrepresented populations. Researchers at the University of Minnesota released the analysis this month. Based on nearly 30 years of data, the city is gearing up for the final phase of Neighborhoods 2020, an effort to change the representation and performance of 70 city-funded neighborhood associations.
Sauce, explain that.
Say it again.
Okay.
Say it again.
To be honest, I was a little confused too.
Don't.
But watching you watch him not pay attention, I knew that was going to be the case.
I'm listening.
This is naive sounds like me. I don't live in Minneapolis. I don't live in a city funded neighborhood. That's essentially what? Like North Minneapolis, Camden? Is that what those are?
Yeah.
And okay.
Sure.
I wasn't listening.
And that goes to community centers and stuff like that,
right.
I would think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, that's good. Let's work on that. Yep.
We'll always work on that. Let's talk Metro Transit here. Metro Transit officials say 12,000 signs have been installed to improve the rider experience at Twin Cities bus stops. More stops are now equipped with shelters and concrete pads for people in wheelchairs. The changes are part of a better bus stop initiative begun by Metro Transit 5 years ago. The campaign involved rethinking the amenities and information bus riders need.
That's good.
Yeah, that's really good. That's
make
good
our city
news.
Better.
Yeah. Good news.
Authorities
good job listening, Paul.
Yeah.
That was good.
The buses and, yeah.
Yeah, buses and whatnot.
I was listening.
I know. Sounded believable. Authorities in Florida say they do not plan to press charges against a 27-year-old woman who was seen completely naked near the baggage claim at Miami International Airport.
I saw this video. Shocking. Lake shocking. Tweeted about it.
Yeah, shocking.
Yeah, about
you guys
that.
See this, though, or yeah.
No, I didn't see
it.
She wasn't nearly naked. She was naked.
Completely naked. So she starts, she's walking through baggage claim with, basically, it looked like a swimsuit or a bra under one of the two. And she just is walking through baggage claim at a normal walking pace, and she takes her top off, and everybody's kind of goosenecking it, like, what is happening? What is she doing?
Mm.
And then she takes her bottoms off, too.
Where was she in October when I was there?
I don't know, but I mean,
I feel like I read she hopped up on a police car, too.
My guess is she was not sober.
Yeah.
Because she seems to be, I mean, she's upright, but she seems to be a little confused, and I thought it was either one of those, like,
The best part of the video is the guy who comes around, like, the stanchions, like,
yeah, he's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh. He's got to check out what's going on. Because he's like, did that girl just take her top off? So he pokes his head around that little pillar just to make sure he doesn't miss the rest of the show. And
well,
the rest of the show is...
there goes her bottoms.
There goes her bottoms, exactly. Yep.
Wow.
As Corey
come
said...
Come on, MSP.
Video captured the unidentified woman roaming around wearing just her bra and panties while singing before she removed the rest of her clothing. The woman then made her way to the parking garage where she was confronted by officers who described her as, quote, incoherent and delusional.
Hey, speaking of Henry Lake for a second, do you think everybody that's on Twitter, clearly not everybody, do you think most people on Twitter understand that if you like a tweet, that people that follow you, I don't know how the algorithm works, but sometimes see, is it sometimes or all the time? How does that work?
It's not all the time because lots of people like tweets.
Right, because all I know is... When a really hot chick ends up on my feed that's either mostly naked, completely naked, or like it's a Maxim article about here's some hot chick that likes to bang first thing in the morning and like her story about like, you know, the kind of sex she likes.
Go on.
I'm like, what the hell? I don't follow Max. Henry Lake, like.
Right. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
always Lake.
Mark Rose.
I was going to say, that's the one in mine.
Yeah.
That's the
Rosie?
One in mine.
I mean, I get a Rosie from time to time, but... I would say 9 times out of 10, if it is a scantily clad gal that pops up on my feed, it's because Lake liked a tweet.
That's
I gotta stop following Lake.
That's But remember, somebody that we work with,
or do I?
Not regularly, but someone when his account was it liking or retweeting?
I think it was more aggressive. I think it was retweeting.
Retweeting just porn, like aggressive porn, and we're like,
who the hell was this?
We'll tell you.
Somebody we used to work with?
Remember that?
Who? Mouth it to me again? Oh!
Remember that?
Oh, yeah!
But he was, like, working at the time.
Yeah.
And we're like, what? And all of a sudden, it, like, came up on, like, the KFAN feed.
Oh, that's right! I totally forgot about that.
Another,
that was erased
another,
from my memory.
After another. And we're like, what's happening?
Dude, that's the best.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we've had people who work here's Twitter handles get hacked.
Yeah, that wasn't a hack.
That, well, whatever. Yeah.
That was more of a whack.
Jeez, well played. Well played.
Yeah. Be careful what you like, folks. That's the moral of the story.
Yeah.
All right.
Like what you want, though.
All right. The Polish authorities think that a missing farmer may have been eaten by his own pigs. A local prosecutor says bones, which are believed to be of the farmer in his 70s, were found on his property hundreds of miles west of Warsaw by a neighbor. The remains have been gnawed and disposed of by the swine livestock at the farm just a week after the man was last seen. Investigators believe that the elderly man suffered a heart attack or fall before he was fed on by the free-roaming pigs. The collected bone fragments will now be sent to a forensic office for confirmation.
Pull your hands up.
Who loves the show Bones?
Well, Chris.
That's all I didn't hear the rest of it because I just heard Bones and I wanted to ask that question.
Gotcha.
Hey, Japan.
That sucks.
Yeah, you don't want to get eaten by pigs.
No.
A Japanese woman says she was forced to take a pregnancy test before boarding a flight from Hong Kong to Saipan. Saipan? The Wall Street
Paul
Journal.
Is a world traveler.
Paul?
I have no idea.
Thank you, Paul. The Wall Street Journal reports 25-year-old Midori Nishida, who was traveling to visit her parents on the U.S. Pacific Island, was chosen for a random fit-to-fly check by Hong Kong Express Airways. Nishida was forced to take a pregnancy test in the airport bathroom before she was let back on the plane. The airline says it was part of their effort to weed out birth tourism concerns, where expectant women give birth in certain destinations to make their babies eligible for U.S. citizenship. The trend is especially tracked in Saipan, as more tourists than residents have given birth in the Northern Mariana Islands over the last tracked year. The airline apologized to Nishida, whose test was negative, and said the practice check will be suspended and reviewed.
That's what that naked gal at the baggage claim was doing. A live pregnancy exam.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, she was allowing anybody to check firsthand.
Oh.
And Henry Lake lined up.
Yeah.
I'll check that,
A Texas man has been indicted for allegedly violent and racist suggestions in a New Jersey group chat in 2018. Students from Northern Burlington Regional High School say they were participating in a group chat for senior prank ideas when 21-year-old Kenneth Peterson popped in. The university student from 1,600 miles away in Stephenville reportedly suggested that they shoot all the black people at their school. The student who created the chat reported the comments to a teacher, which led police to Peterson. Investigators say Peterson was able to join the chat because he also had an account on the app GroupMe. Though they have not determined a motive for the random act, he has been indicted on an upgraded count of bias intimidation.
That's depressing. Why did you bring that up?
Jeez. Well, this is a fun story to end on. A Thai woman is in recovery after she was bitten by a snake while sitting on the toilet.
Oh, God.
The woman's daughter posted this story to Facebook, saying the serpent was hiding under the seat when it bit into her mom's leg. Before her children rushed in to help, the mom tried to rip the snake off, but it was just clamped. It just clamped down harder.
Oh,
the daughter came in with a knife, which the woman reportedly or accidentally cut herself with, and her son smashed the snake with a hammer so it would let go. The family locked it in the bathroom and took the woman to a hospital where she was treated and stitched up. There is no word on the condition of the snake.
Well, who cares? Kill it.
Yeah, kill the snake.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Hammer.
Ugh.
Knife. Blowtorch.
Yeah.
City bus.
Yeah, whatever.
Right. There's all those signs now. 1,200 signs or 12,000 signs or whatever you said earlier. Snake can't read.
Yeah.
Snake doesn't know the bus is coming. Run over that stupid ass snake.
Do what Thanos did in Avengers.
Yeah,
whatever.
Do that. I didn't see it, but I'll take your word for it.
He crushed.
Yeah, do that.
Iron Man with a planet. Do that.
Yeah. Great.
Spoiler alert.
Your turn.
My turn.
Nailed it.
It's time for Fan 5, brought to you by Builders and Remodelers.
The Wild won 3-2 over the Lightning. They snapped their four-game losing streak. They had goals by Parisi, Eric Sinek, and Ryan Suter. The Wild are now 21-20-6, and they will face the Stars in the final hockey game for Hockey Day Minnesota tomorrow at 8 p.m.
Duh.
Mm-hmm. Never know what team you're going to get with this squad. Very good last night, but...
It's like a box of chocolates, right, Forrest?
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. The Wolves traded Jeff Teague and... How do you pronounce the first...
You tell me.
Is it Travion? Travion?
I apologize. I just assumed you would mispronounce it. So...
And
Paul, here's the great news. Doesn't matter anymore.
Why?
He's not listening. Because he's gone.
Oh.
Okay, unless he's got iHeartRadio.
They traded he's in Atlanta now.
Jeff
now you don't
Teague
have to know.
And some other guy to the Hawks for guard Alan Crabb, who's averaging 5.1 points. Some sources say that move is maybe made to make a larger move that possibly includes D'Angelo Russell, but only time will tell, and the Wolves will mess that up. The Wolves take on the Pacers in Indiana tonight at 6 p.m.
Crabb is 6'6".
Good for him.
That's a huge bitch.
Carlos Beltran is the latest manager to be let go in the wake of the Astros cheating scandal. He's the third manager to lose his job, and he hasn't even started it yet. And another cool stat, not cool, maybe sad stat, because we did the one earlier about how Altuve hit like over 400 at home and under 200 on the road during that World Series. Clayton Kershaw in the 2017 World Series. At Dodger Stadium, 11 innings pitched, one earned run, three walks, 15 strikeouts, and under one ERA. At Minute Maid Park, 4 2/3 innings, six earned runs, three walks, two strikeouts, and a 6.5 ERA.
And if they know what pitch is coming, it's glorified batting practice.
Right, and the pitcher that said that yesterday where he said, during preseason or whatever, to get us warmed up and the hitters warmed up, we tell them what pitch is coming. Well, and the guy basically said, it's now the same thing.
It's like when they're warming up, they do the little glove motion.
Yeah, that's basically what he said.
Curveball or whatever.
Yeah, that's, he said now that's what they're doing. Titans and Chiefs kick off championship Sunday at 2:05. The Chiefs are -7. Packers and 49ers follow at 5:40. The 49ers are -7.5. I would assume both of those games, I know, I'm not assuming, both of those games can be heard right here on The Fan.
You are correct, sir.
Thanks, babe.
What do we got on the plus on Sunday?
What channel is that?
It's like 107.9.
What do we have on the plus
three.
Tomorrow?
HD3, yeah, you're right, Bar.
HD what now?
Plus tomorrow?
Yeah.
We have Ohio State University Buckeyes, the number 5 team in the country, battling the Minnesota Golden Gophers in women's college hockey.
And then what do we have at 1?
On the fan, we have Blake Bears playing host to the Blaine Bengals outside in the elements. It's the cold. It's the snow. It's the wind. It's the cup.
Okay. There's a cup?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, Destiny Pitts, the Gophers' leading scorer who's been suspended by head coach Lindsey Whalen, plans to transfer. She claims she was suspended for bad body language.
Oh, my God!
That's about it. Thanks, Mel.
All right. All right, Parrish and Hockey are out, so 1 hour from now, we play initials with Nordo, PA, and Charge. Of course, AJ and Sauce will square off as well. That's 1 hour from now, so start guessing on Twitter, hashtag PowerTrip, for your chance to win a $100 Visa gift card, thanks to our friends in Mountain Dew. Just have the hashtag PowerTrip and have the correct guess on who wins, and then you are eligible to have your name drawn. That's in 1 hour. But we're back right after this on The Fan.
Into The Fan.
Time for our national cash contest. Text the keyword run to 200-200 to enter for your shot to put a grand in your hand. Standard text message data rates may apply. Again, that's run to 200-200. Also, caller number 11 right now, 651-999-5326, will join your Minnesota Rocker Call of Duty team on January 26th at the Armory in Minneapolis for the Call of Duty launch weekend. And get your tickets at callofdutyleague.com while supplies last.
Come down for moose soup after!
Duh.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Turn on my mic. Totally forgot until this morning, so I'm super jacked because it just kind of snuck up on me. Totally forgot that Sunday at 10:30 is the day.
Sunday at 10:30.
Puppy Bowl?
No, that's next, 2 weeks from then. 10:30 is a weird time.
I guess it would be 9:30 Central. This is our prep service. So I guess it's 9:30. My bad.
The return of the greatest comedy in the history of television, the 10th season premiere.
I was going to AM too.
Of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Because nothing would debut at 10:30 p.m.
Yeah, I'm like,
Curb is back. Best comedy of all time. And yeah, I love The Office, and I love Parks and Rec. But on some levels, they all bow down to Larry David and Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I've only seen the one episode.
Brilliant.
I've never seen it.
I've seen the last episode of the last season before they brought it back for these past... This will be the second new season, if that makes sense.
After the long layoff?
Yeah, yeah, right?
Wasn't it like a six-year gap?
Why did you watch that episode?
My dad was watching it, okay. And I think I'd heard you guys talk about it. So, man. Yeah, it's the Michael J. Fox episode. It's funny.
I got Parkinson's, Larry.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good bit.
Also, if you're in a Better Call Saul, they are getting one more season and then it's done. It'll be the show's sixth and final season. If you've loved that show, and I only watched season one and I loved it, never went back. I don't know why.
The same thing for me. Maybe I got through two, but
critics love it.
And I thought it was really good, and I thought it was a cool concept, and it was fun how it tied together, little bits and pieces. But then right when it was about to really tie together, I stopped.
Which is weird.
Yeah, I know.
I hope I don't do the same thing like it sounds like Lieber is going to do with The House of the Dragon. He seems like he's not on board at all with the Thrones prequel. I'm super pumped for it, even though it's 2 years away.
Yesterday was the classic, like, man, I can't wait to tell my buddies. They're going to be so excited for this. And then you told him, and he was like, I have no interest.
Well, because Lieber loves Thrones. Yeah, no, so I was like, Lieber's going to be into this. And he's like, it doesn't do much for
me.
Thrones prequel does nothing for you?
That's what made it really funny, because you could tell in your voice, you were like, yeah, Ben will like it. And then Ben's like,
of course Ben will like it. He loves Thrones.
Chris wasn't here. You're like, yeah, Hockey will love it.
Right.
Because there's a timeline of what era it took place in, so then Kim can watch it.
Right. So if we're sticking with TV news, Curb back on Sunday. Better Call Saul, one more season, then out. And if people, did you watch Watchmen all the way through?
No.
Oh, you didn't start it at all.
No.
It was absolutely terrific, and now it sounds like Damon Lindelof is absolutely saying it was one and done. That he doesn't want to do it again.
He walked away from it, right?
Yeah, he said he only had one season in mind. He always wanted to do only one season.
That dude's been burned from Lost too, man. Like
he's the Lost guy.
Yeah, he's one of the two Lost guys. Carlton Cuse and Damon Lindelof. Like, I can only imagine you're getting pushed by a network to stretch and stretch and stretch because it's so popular,
mm-hmm.
and you're just throwing out crud for a handful of seasons in the middle.
And The Leftovers, again, critically, I watched all of it. It was kind of, there were times that it was hard to follow. I'm like, what the hell is happening? My wife loved it. Another one of his vehicles. One of the most critically acclaimed series in the last 10 years.
Show.
And it struggled. I don't think a lot of people watched it, but the critics loved it. The guy's a genius, and Watchmen was phenomenal. It was so good. But I'm fine with it being over. If you see the end of season one, you're like, I'm cool with this. It's a fine ending.
Could you have seen how, like, did they leave it open-ended in a sense?
100%.
Where they could have.
Massive cliffhanger at the end, and he said he didn't see it as a cliffhanger at all. And
did
I didn't
see it
either?
A Sopranos, like you interpret how you interpret it. Or?
Yeah, it's a little bit of an Inception ending where you don't know if it's one way or the other.
Example,
but I think it's very obvious which way it is, and I think he thinks it's obvious as well.
Sure.
So he was surprised. I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but he was surprised that Tim Blake Nelson, who plays Looking Glass in Watchmen, he's also from Oh Brother Where Art Thou.
Yeah,
that's where you'd know him from.
Uh-huh.
He said, you know, everybody's going to think there's a cliffhanger, and apparently Damon said something like, they are? He's like, yeah. What are you, dumb? He's like, I guess. I don't see it like that. But yeah, if you watch the final episode, it could easily have a second season, but he said that's not of interest to him.
I think AJ's right. I think the fact that Lost was so good, and then it fell apart, right?
Yeah, well, and the way, and I'm speaking out of turn because I don't write stories or do TV shows, but you got to think that when you have an idea, you have some semblance of how it starts, where it goes, and how it ends. And if in the middle of there, you got to stretch that where it goes, like to many different directions, the way that Lost ended, they had to try and tie together as many of those things that they created in the middle and answer the questions that they posed in the middle when there was just fluff. And choose which ones to answer and which ones not to, that you got to a point where no one was happy. So mm-hmm. I don't think they got to end Lost the way that they had originally planned because they felt so much pressure to tie all these little nice bows. And I honestly think that it burned those guys out to some extent.
All right, so have you guys read about Peacock yet?
The Netflix for NBC?
Oh. Peacock's going to launch on Wednesday, July 15th. If you are a Comcast Xfinity X1 or Comcast Flex subscriber, apparently you get to preview the service for 3 months early, starting Wednesday, April 15th. So they're doing a couple of things that are interesting, because everybody's starting their own streaming service. It's going to be this giant streaming war between the four or five big ones and then everybody else that comes out with their own. They're doing a couple of cool things. The rest of it is like every other streaming service ever, but here's a couple of notes on the NBC service. Three different pricing tiers. Free is one, which is interesting.
Yeah.
$5 a month and then $10 per month. For free, you only get limited content and there's ads. For $5, you get all of the content, but you have to deal with ads. And for $10, you get everything without ads. Makes sense, right?
Sure.
Everybody cool with that? NBC says there's going to be around 15,000 hours of content right when they launch, but only about half of that will be available at the free tier. So a whole bunch of entire series like 30 Rock, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Cheers, Downton Abbey, Everybody Loves Raymond, Frasier, Office, Parks and Rec, Chicago Fire, blah, 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 blah. But then they are going to roll out some new content, including a Battlestar Galactica reboot and the Saved by the Bell revival and a Punky Brewster sequel series. I don't think anybody's knocking down the door for most of that.
No one is going... Yes.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
I love Saved by the Bell. I don't want to watch that.
No, that looks awful.
Looks awful.
And it just looks like a giant money grab. And I think the only one of them that doesn't need the money is probably Tiffany and AC Slater.
Yeah. I think Mark Paul Gosselaar's done well. He's been working for the last 3 years, too.
A lot of network television.
Yeah. There's going to be movies like Bridesmaids, Back to the Future, Brokeback Mountain, Casino, Do the Right Thing, Jaws, Bourne, Despicable Me, blah, 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 blah. The only thing that I think is really different is, have you guys ever been to a taping of a late-night talk show?
No.
I did it once. I went to see Fallon when he was his first year, not on The Tonight Show, but his first year. Was it just called?
Late Night.
Late Night? Yeah. Was it just Late Night with Jimmy? Yeah, because now it's Late Night with Seth Meyers, right? So, yeah, when it was Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, the first year they had it, like 6 months in, I went and watched Fallon in New York. And this is not news to anybody, but they tape it like 3:30, 4 o'clock. The streaming service for NBC is going to allow you to watch The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon and Late Night with Seth Meyers 3 hours earlier than their regular time slots. So it's still not going to be live, but if you're one of those people like, oh, I like that show, but I don't want to stay up, like, especially Seth Meyers, I don't want to stay up till 11:30, but I want to watch it. You're going to be able to watch it at 8:30 the day of. That's kind of cool.
Yeah,
if you're a big fan of those late night shows and you want to get to bed early, but you want to watch it the night it airs, that's kind of cool.
I bet the only reason that it hasn't, that's never been an option other than now with streaming, is they don't want to cut into the other programming and the local news. It probably bills a ton of money.
Right, but then this still maximizes your exposure. And if you're a celebrity, if you're a star and you're on one of those shows, and you know that now people that really, really like those shows have access to it at 7:30 or 8:30.
That's a great point.
Maximizes exposure.
Man,
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's a good bit.
It's cool, but you brought up a good point, Sauce. The local news people must not like this at all.
Another great point.
Must be just, I mean, they're not fans of this at all. I mean, you think about it, you're taking people away from TVs and making it all streaming, which, again, I know...
That's where it's going.
That's where it's going, but
they have to adjust.
I wonder how they're going to adjust.
I was going to save this stat for 27 minutes from now, but I'll just bring it back up in 27 minutes. Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, Apple TV. Of course, we have Peacock now coming. We have HBO Max on the way. Because the competition is on the rise with streaming, this year, according to this story... Netflix, can this even be right?
I can't.
This number is so insane, I can't even imagine this is correct, but this is what the story says. Netflix is spending $17.3 billion on content.
Oh, you have
can that
to bring
even
that up
be right?
In 26 minutes.
Honestly, doesn't that number sounds off, right? If you said, if you heard $7 billion, I would probably go, whoa, $17.3 billion on content?
Like a group of people. Like, do you remember the video game Lemmings that was on? Like,
loved that game.
Yeah, that sounds like
a puzzle game.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like
loved
a
it
bunch of them are just taking wheelbarrows full of cash and just dumping it over the edge of like a cliff. That's all that sounds like. That's just wasting money.
Dude, I like that game too much.
Yeah, I love that game.
Trying to figure out like which angle to have them dig and you build the little bridges. And that game was badass.
It was, yeah.
Super frustrating though when it went the wrong way.
Yeah, shocking. I didn't play it very long.
You had to use some of the lemmings to like blow holes in the wall to like create a path for the rest of your lemmings to keep walking.
Yeah.
Loved it.
I'm gonna look
super frustrating now. I think I played it on.
Was it a PC?
Looks like it was
game?
A PC game.
Yeah, but I think I played it on. I want to. Was it Super Nintendo? I think it was Super Nintendo. Yeah. I played it on a console, not a PC.
Guarantee you, one of the guys playing initials will Super love Nintendo. That game.
Yeah, that sounds right. I think that's where I played it. Yeah, $17.3 billion. Can't wait to ask Mr. Z all about it in 25 minutes.
Wait.
All right, we'll do a brief Vikings/NFL news next, and then initials about, 40 minutes or so from now. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
The Fan.
Captain Morgan is giving you the chance to join Meat Sauce for a Minnesota Wild game in a suite and a chance to qualify for a trip to Vegas with the Power Trip. Just show us how you watch the Wild like a captain on Twitter or Instagram using hashtag like a captain and hashtag KFANWild for your shot to win. More info at KFAN.com, keyword contest.
I'm gonna talk. Duh.
All right, let's get to Vikings news because we have a... bit of breaking news, Sauce.
It's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown! What is it?
Presented by
Redco Truck Accessories Pro.
Any Vikings news?
They don't play on Sunday.
Right.
What?
But the Titans, Chiefs, Packers, and Niners do.
Yeah, they do. The Vikings need a defensive and an offensive coordinator.
And about 19 other position coaches because everybody left or got fired.
Yeah. They need a guard, two guards, and maybe a left tackle.
Yeah. Got to find a way to re-sign Anthony Harris and maybe Dalvin Cook to a new contract.
Maybe Kirk Cousins to an extension season.
Right. Okay, but otherwise nothing happened.
No, nothing.
Are you familiar with Rockfest? It's in Cadott, Wisconsin every summer.
Yeah.
Last year, for example, Zach, you've been to these in the past? Okay, so like last year, some of the headliners were Rob Zombie, Marilyn Manson, I Prevail, POD, Five Finger Death Punch, Breaking Benjamin, 3 Days Grace, Evanescence, blah, 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 blah. Got it?
Got it.
Looks like they just announced the lineup for Rockfest 2020.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Yeah, let me scroll. Here we go. So on Thursday, July 16th, Paul.
Yes.
Headlined by Disturbed. Disturbed, Stained, Theory of a Dead Man, Hell Yeah, Bozzy. Oh, right?
Okay.
Disturbed kicks ass.
Yeah, Disturbed wails.
There's a band on Thursday called Nivrana, N-I-V-R-A-N-A. That's dumb.
Yeah, come on, get your own bit.
Oh boy, this is the only Stain song I like.
Stain has some good tunes.
I'm so happy they're back. They're good.
Yeah. Stain has some good tunes.
Thank you. Those are the two big ones, though. Disturbed and Stained on Thursday, and then, well, I guess Theory of a Dead Man, too, just for Parrish. And then on Friday, July 17th, Slipknot.
What? That's awesome.
And Papa Roach, and Anthrax, Steel Panther, Mice and Men, Bad Wolves, All That Remains.
Bad Wolves is great.
That's it. That's a great lineup.
Throw the Fight is a good local band.
For a Thursday, Friday lineup, that's a great lineup.
Mm-hmm.
But last but not least.
Wait a minute.
And Zach, I got this. You didn't look it up, did you? Damn it! Did you look it up?
Yeah. But I wanted to be prepared, Corey.
I was reading them to you, and I wanted to keep it a secret. Saturday's got Hollywood Undead and Chevelle and Through Fire and We Came as Romans, whoever the hell that is. Avatar.
Ooh, We Came as Romans is good.
That's private.
Well,
but the headliner.
It's just one of those days.
Limp Bizkit.
We have to go.
I'm not going, but I mean,
we have to
we
go.
We have to go.
We Let's have go. To go Saturday.
Let's
I'll
go.
I'll drive. You we have to go. Yeah, I'll drive.
We
yeah.
Are we camping or?
I'll drive.
I'm not going to camp in Cadott, Wisconsin.
We get an RV. We get an RV. We got connections. Let's go.
Yeah, let's take a Jefferson Line bus there.
Yeah, we'll camp in the bus.
Did you see the Who's There Wednesday?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Koenigreich.
Who's the second band?
Slaughter.
Hockey's. Hockey would be losing it for this.
Oh, yeah.
No, turn
oh,
this
yeah.
off.
Oh, yeah.
No, Who's turn it this? Off. Zach, I'll send you home.
Is this Slaughter?
That was Jet City Woman by Koenigreich, who I would also like
sucks.
To see. But
Koenigreich,
I totally
sucks.
Understand.
Koenigreich sucks.
No, they don't. No,
oh,
they don't.
God.
Operation Mindcrime.
No, the
phenomenal
terrible.
Album. Phenomenal
terrible.
Song.
Terrible.
Listen to that sheeple over there. You're such a hockey
oh,
disciple.
Oh, I liked Koenigreich well before I knew who Chris Hockey was.
Hockey loves every single band on this list.
Oh, this is. I wonder what his reaction is, because this is. This is awesome.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Limp, we gotta go. I'm telling you.
They've had a rough, like, few years, and like those rock fest things. It kind of goes into a cycle, like every beers, everybody else. But yeah, this is.
We have to go.
Well, let me ask you
Limp
this.
Wales.
If Limp Bizkit was playing locally here, if Limp Bizkit was at Target Center, would you go?
Well, yeah, because I live like three blocks.
If Limp Bizkit was playing the XL Energy Center, would you go?
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
You would?
Yeah. Yeah, we'd, yeah.
For free, or would you pay?
We'd call Jorah down at Excel, and we'd go.
You're telling me, how far is Cadott, Wisconsin?
It's about 2 hours.
You're going to drive 2 hours to see Limp Bizkit?
Maybe an hour and a half. I don't know.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to see
In 1999, I would have driven to Miami to
yeah.
see Limp Bizkit.
Yeah. Yes, you would.
But can you imagine, though, the mosh pit of...
There is no moshing.
Young 40-year-old.
No moshing at Rockfest.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What do you mean?
No moshing is allowed. And
what?
They have,
is
like,
that like a new standard at any
no,
festival?
No, God, no. Thank God. There is... Rockfest handles it differently. They've got like a pit area where you can pay extra to be like right next to the stage, but there's strictly no moshing allowed. Like they have security people down there, and then in front of the stage, of course, is like the VIP reserve seating, and then after that, it's all like lawn area. But
so if
yeah, there's no moshing.
Admittedly, I have not paid attention to Limp Bizkit as far as their live acts since. Late 90s? When were they big? I mean,
yeah, 1999.
But
yeah.
They don't seem like the kind of band that's going to abide by rules, necessarily.
No, did you see Woodstock 99?
Yeah.
They don't follow rules. They damn near got everybody killed.
And if they encourage it, if it starts, what are they going to do to stop it?
So here's the thing, though, about some of these bands I just named, and Limp Bizkit's the best example. You got to remember, Wisconsin is always a decade behind the rest of the United States. So Bizkit is just... losing its momentum in Wisconsin.
Yeah, they just shifted from MTV to VH1.
Like you just said, hey, Stain's got a lot of good stuff. I'm glad they're back. Wisconsin's like, what do you mean they're back?
Yeah, what do you mean?
We just heard Mud right. Shovel 2 weeks ago, and right. It rocks.
They're going Slaughter as a debut album.
Right. Koenigreich is starting to get old.
Koenigreich sucks.
Koenigreich I can't
sucks.
Stand this.
No.
I can't stand this. They're so good.
No, it's
they're so
no,
good.
It's terrible.
It's ridiculous. It's fine
just
if you don't like it.
Just because Hockey and Bursich
you know,
like them doesn't mean
you guys
have
like
to.
Tool and it's just like the entire time. At least
what's the Tool sound again?
Just whining all the whole time. At least Koenigreich has some musicianship in there.
Right, so apparently Tool does not include musicianship.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I like how there's like a lot of people are like, yeah, I like Koenigreich, and then I started crapping on Tool, now they hate me. But
yeah,
well, yeah,
because
Tool's
I'm not gonna make any friends.
1.7 million times better than Koenigreich.
Yeah, not
and
even,
say,
no.
Tool doesn't have the musicianship.
It doesn't.
It's
it
like
doesn't.
Saying I have work ethic.
Every song sounds the same.
Okay.
It's just
well,
terrible.
Then we're going to... All you're playing from the end of the show now is Tool. Well,
it looks like Brianne's doing the board next Monday through Friday because Zach's getting the hell out
and
of here.
And the news.
Yeah. Okay, fine. I'll be your sheep now. Tool is great. Everybody's great. I love everything that came out of the 1990s. I love... what do they call that?
No one knows what you're about to say.
Pearl, like, what do they call that? Grunge. There
grunge.
It is. Grunge is grunge the best, rock. Man. No, I hate the world, too. I hate the man.
Not all of it.
Man
is
sucks.
Great. Dinosaur Jr. sucks. There's a lot of bad
music. Candlebox sucks.
Candlebox whales, right?
No, I like don't. Candlebox.
Play some Candlebox.
I like Candlebox.
My brother-in-law just texted me, and I'm only bringing this up because it's his birthday today. He's listening. Happy birthday, Tony. He loves Queensryche. He can like whatever he likes. It's his birthday.
Zach and Tony suck.
Yeah, Queensryche's awful.
I hope your birthday sucks. Yeah. Go listen to Queensryche by yourself. Table for One is an easy reservation.
Right. Yeah. Table for One is what grunge was. That was all it was. It was you sitting in your own dark lit
wallowing
bedroom,
in your corner.
Wallowing and being angry at everybody that wronged you.
See, but you can like both. You can like grunge, rock, Pearl Jam, whatever, yeah, and like Queensryche.
I like it all.
No one.
Seems like it.
No Zach one. Should like Queensryche.
No one. It's terrible. Stained is... I don't mind Stained.
Stained is great.
Yeah.
Even though the lead singer's kind of a weirdo, but
yeah, you guys said he was a douchebag at that. Was it the St. Cloud show?
Saint
Where
Cloud,
was it?
Yeah.
He was an a-hole.
Yeah,
yeah. Hawk was not a
yes.
fan of that.
Hawk or Hawk Jr.
Well, it's the same thing.
Yeah, this song rocks.
It's like a Hawk clone over there.
Candlebox shreds.
See, how do you hate this? Yeah, how do you draw the line?
I love this. This
between this and buddy, all the other stuff.
I don't know. I just like this song.
Because does this not fit that mold?
No, I like This and You by Candlebox. That's it.
When era was Candlebox?
Mid-90s.
Yeah. Okay.
This song wails. Oh, I listen to this song at least once a week.
You're losing me.
You
listen to this song at least once a week.
Yeah.
And imagine what that was effort back then. It wasn't just flicking your finger on your iPhone. You put an album in.
But you're talking about now.
Now?
What is wrong with you?
I love it. I love this song, dude. This is a good driving tune. Pump this up for a second.
I'm just picturing Sauce flying down the street in his fancy new Tesla. Hey, Tesla, play Blinding Lights by The Weeknd.
Oh, speaking
of that. Tesla, play Halsey's Nightmare. And then all of a sudden, play You by Candlebox. Even your car's like, no.
Zach, will you get the Weeknd song The Hills ready?
I got it.
So this morning, I get up, I take the dog out.
Every story starts with him waking up.
I gotta set the scene, man. Not all of us are wordsmiths like you are.
Well, sometimes when you wake up three times a day.
If you woke up to gunshots, that would be a relevant part of the story. But so I woke up, got my stuff together.
You know who else likes that song? Scott Taylor, he likes Candlebox.
Thank you.
That is not a feather in your cap if Scott has the same musical taste as
Scott Wales. Anyhow, so I got up, I got ready for work, I go downstairs into my garage, get in my car, and I don't know how, I don't know if...
Were you sleeping at this point or not?
No, I was awake.
Oh, you got up.
Yeah,
got it, I wasn't listening.
I was ready to go.
What were you wearing?
Work. What I have on now? I was all dressed.
Is your car
you wore that yesterday?
On the same floor as you?
Yeah, it's a floor below me.
Oh, so you went down to your car.
I have a garage.
So was the temperature colder down there then?
No, it's like mid-50s.
It's a heated garage.
What does it sound like? And there's like a big echo?
At what point did you wake up in the day? Was it like late afternoon? Evening?
No, I got up at like 3. I didn't swear.
I dumped it just in case.
I didn't swear.
I dumped it just in case. I don't want you to get in trouble.
Sun and shining are not two words to say together. Sorry.
Sun
and shine. Don't ever say that together.
Yeah. I'm dumb. Anyhow.
Finish the story.
We should strike that from the English language.
Sucks.
Of course
now.
It sucks. It probably relates to you playing Candlebox.
No, so I get in my car, and I don't know who did it. The volume on my car is all the way up. It's 4:20 in the morning.
Shocking. What do you mean you don't know who did it?
I don't know who did it.
Who has access to that car?
This kicks in at full volume in my car, and I it scared me so bad.
That was War of the Worlds.
I don't know what it was, but that kicks in full bass, full sound, and I'm like, oh my God. I threw my phone up in the air and I panicked.
With your digestive issues lately, that scaring you is not a good thing.
Doing that woke you up. White seats.
You still drive with a towel?
My towel's there, just in case.
So that woke you up?
No, I was already awake.
I'm so confused. Okay, so you were awake. Got it.
And the sun was not shiny.
Had you taken Muppet out?
Yeah, she peed.
Do you know if Hawk was here, he'd play that stupid, I can hear the sun shining down on... What is that, Jackal?
right? Is that Jackal? Is that Queensryche?
You mean the song he plays at least once a show?
And it's just the worst.
Yeah, he loves Jackal. This song rocks, yep. though. But it scared me, so that's my story. Right. I'm sorry I'm not good.
But AJ's right. The only person that would have turned that volume up is you. Unless you're letting hot chicks drive your new car.
I mean, I would.
I run into it, and this is probably what I would do, Paul, where if it's talk radio, I'll turn it up louder than it is on the music, if you will, because there's not as much bass or, you know, whatever. So I'll listen to talk radio, and then my iPod, iPhone will kick in, and it'll be loud music. Or I'll start my car, automatic start, oh, good for me. And at 3 in the morning, like this morning, it's bumping in the driveway, and I don't notice it for 20 minutes until I get out there. So my neighbors probably hate me.
My car turns down when you get out, so the music's not loud.
Well, the plot thickens then on who turned your music up.
Maybe the car did.
You can't get in.
Elon Musk is messing with you.
You can't break into it.
All right, the 8 o'clock hour of the Power Trip Morning Show will be a candlebox-free zone. It will also feature Nordo, PA, and Charge playing initials against Sauce and AJ. But when we come back, we'll talk films with Mr. Z, and I'll bring up that they've spent $17.3 billion on content this year. And Netflix and Mr. Z will have an absolute meltdown. That's next on The Fan. I'm
running out of time. The Fan. Quoted now.
Enter to win a pair of tickets to the world's toughest rodeo on January 24th at the Xcel Energy Center at 7:30 at KFAN.com keyword contest. But hey, if you don't want to go to KFAN.com keyword contest, which I encourage you to do, you can be caller 11 at 651-989-5326. Caller 11 right now wins a pair of tickets to that world's toughest rodeo January 24th at 7:30 at the Xcel Energy Center, 651-989-5326. Oh, yeah.
The story of that commercial break is, it's over.
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. It's 8:03. Mr. Z should be calling here shortly. Then we'll talk films, we'll talk Netflix, and we'll play initials in the next segment after we do Fan 5. Again, no Parrish today, no Chris Hockey today. He's out all of next week as well, recovering from knee replacement surgery. He's been tweeting about it and stuff if you want to follow along with Hawk Story on the old Twitter, at Chris_Hockey. But let's talk to Mr. Z. We do every Friday right around 8 o'clock or so. We talk about the films that are coming out and anything else that's going on in the world of major motion pictures. But before we get to the movies that are coming out today, I just wanted to bring up some of the thing that I brought up 27 minutes ago. Maybe you heard it, maybe you didn't. But Netflix, $17.3 billion of content in 2020. Is that number even possible?
Yeah, well, it's Who cares if it's not your money? You know, how nice is it to run a business? If let's say you're running your business there, if the rules were, don't worry about money. Spend anything you want. It's not your money. Mm-hmm. You know, you can lose as much as you want. Just get good ratings. It makes it so much easier if you're spending other people's money and you actually don't have to worry about losing money, which they lose billions of dollars every year. So.
This sounds like my wife going to Target.
Oh boy.
It's great. It's great. It's like having a, you know, government spending. It's like, hey, we need more money. It isn't our money. Let's just spend it. So yeah, the their day will come to roost. It doesn't matter. The Irishman, the estimates now are that they spent $175 million making the Irishman, and then they probably spent somewhere around, and I'm not exaggerating, the guesstimates are $50 million. Buying an Oscar nomination by sending gifts and ads and stuff to people. So they're over $200 million in on the Irishman, how do you even monetize that? But whatever. If it's not your money, it's easy to spend. So who cares?
$50 million, right? Just to get a nomination?
They spent $25 million on Roma last year. So it's expected. I mean, that's documented. That's not just a guess. Some people think it was $50 million, but we know they spent at least $25 million. What you do is you send a lot of watches and iPads to voters, things like that. And
Well, what the hell? How do you end up being a voter? I want to be a voter.
I want watches.
Well, I'll how vote do you for think, whatever.
Look at the nominations. Is there anyone in the world walking around going, "Yeah, those are the five best movies from this year"? I mean, or whatever, or 10, or however many it was. It's not even a secret that about the amount of money. And Netflix has won an Oscar for so long; they've been spending. And again, it's not their money. What do they care? So they just give it to the voters. So, but the good news is, we've been talking for a while. I've been hoping and kind of for years now, we've been talking about the ridiculousness of Rotten Tomatoes and the critics and these people reviewing movies, from a, like whether or not they're socially relevant and, you know, all of these things. And I think we're finally hitting a stage where people are starting not to care with a movie like Bad Boys 3, which, I really liked. It's a movie that felt like we're kind of going back to the olden days of when movies were fun to go to and entertaining to watch. And so we have Bad Boys 3 opening this weekend, and the numbers coming in are making it look like we're talking about 40 and maybe even 50 million, but I'm gonna stick with a $40 million opening weekend.
That's a great, those are great films.
Yeah,
and you know, they're good.
The beauty of them is, you could sit if you want to, you know, if you want to go on, you know, and be, you can pick on the fact of whether it's original or not, and whether the lines have been rehashed, whether the movie's been done over and over or not. And that's what critics do. But what happened for me is I just went in and I just liked the stupid movie from beginning to end. And I realized I don't have to justify myself. I don't have to sit here and justify why I liked this movie. I just did. So I was a little nervous. I went out on Twitter and I kind of put that out there, kind of hinted a little bit a week or two ago, and people are all rolling in now and saying, oh, it's a fun movie and all this stuff. And I'm like, yay, it wasn't just me. That I think with the election year coming up, with everything that's going on, I think that people just can't stand to have to go to another movie. I think they just want to escape, like what movies were kind of meant to be originally, just a chance to get out of your life for an hour or two.
Doolittle, one on your favorite website, is getting destroyed, and then somebody, Katie Walsh on the Star Tribune, gave it 1 star. Is it good?
It looks awful.
It looks terrible.
Yeah, it's, it ended up being way too young. Aimed at way too young of an audience. So adults going to it, hoping to kind of see Lord of the Rings or something like that, that's not what they're getting. What? They're getting a movie that skews way too young with the humor and all of that stuff. So,
it legit looks like The Secret Life of Pets with Robert Downey Jr. standing there.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. The lines and everything, it feels like it's a silly kids movie.
Oh, great, I gotta see it.
But it wasn't promoted that way. And so you kind of, when you first, you see the, you know, the first trailer was awful. Second trailer wasn't so bad, but, Doolittle is going to lose a lot of money for, Universal, unfortunately, for them.
Right. So, well, it's not their money. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
They actually have to make a profit.
Oh, Hockey spends his life like he's working at Netflix. Yeah, what does he care?
He definitely does.
They should have sold it to Netflix for $175 million. Huh?
All right. Thanks, Mr. Z. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
Right, there he goes. Mr. Z, you can follow him on Twitter and argue about Netflix at Mr. Z Movies on Twitter. That's at Mr. Z Movies.
Cool.
All right. Cool. Real quick fan five, and then we'll come back.
Hell yeah.
Dishes, all right. Zach, choose any music bed you would like. I don't care what you play.
No.
Except for Candle Box.
What are you doing?
I gotta stay high. Okay. All the time.
I'm right, broken for two.
Are you
here.
Okay?
No, I'm not. I'm flustered.
Why are you
guys
flustered?
Have spent most of this hour mocking everything I do.
Oh, you poor thing!
So you can't hit play on a Tove
so
Lo
bad
song
for you. You're getting picked on. Are you okay? Are you gonna survive? You're being picked on.
What do you know about?
You poor thing. Do you need to take a break? Are you okay?
You want to go?
Oh, I'm getting made fun of by the bullies. Shut up. Can it. I'm being made fun of. Eat it. Okay? Shut up. You're so mean. I've been made fun of for 15 years.
God, has it been that long?
Yeah. Can it, Todd's?
You haven't been here for 15 years.
Yeah, 05.
What? You haven't been on the morning show since 05?
No, that's when I started interning. I was picked out in the hallways.
Yeah, what Abbott did to you is not our problem.
Yeah, but that was just because of your weight.
Zach Hammer on him. Great song.
Yep. You got a career in drumming.
Hey, the Wild won 3-2 over the Lightning, goals by Eriksson Ek, Parisian Suter. Stay locked with 18 saves. That was the start of a 7-game homestand. It also snapped a 4-game losing streak. The Wild host Dallas tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. They are the closing act for Hockey Day Minnesota, both on Fox Sports North. And, of course, that game will be here on The Fan at 8 o'clock. Your Hockey Day Minnesota lineup looks like this. 9:30 tomorrow morning, Warroad versus Minneapolis. Those are the boys. 1 o'clock, Blaine versus Blake, also a boys' game. Then at 4:30...
On The Fan.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to promote something here that I do, right, that I have a passion for. I'm
107.9, no. The Plus
you
tomorrow.
You weren't picked on then. No, I don't know if you can handle
1 o'clock
it.
Game's on 100.3.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Plus. And then 4:30, Ohio State's women take on the University of Minnesota's women. And then the Stars versus the Wild, 8 o'clock tomorrow night. We're going to get absolutely dumped on, Dwight style, with this snow. And Marnie Gellner is the sideline reporter, rink reporter, I believe, for most of Hockey Day Minnesota. Mm-hmm.
She froze her tootie off up in Bemidji last year. It was
her really what?
Bad.
Her tootie?
Patootie. I don't even know if that's a word.
Okay, Danny Tanner.
Tootie is what my aunt calls my mom, because when she was a kid, she couldn't say Susan, so she called her tootie.
Another great story.
You want to hear a really great story, and we can end on this because no one cares about sports?
Hang on. I mean,
it's a good story. It is. It is. Because it's about...
Give us the highlight, and then we'll vote.
It's about my sister.
In. Damn it. That's not fair.
Kelly turns 40 on Sunday.
Hang on. Let's do this right then. Hang on. Rip it, Zach. Hang on a second here.
You're all like, in. Kelly turns 40 on Sunday. She's my older sister. She has Down syndrome. Kelly had a heart defect when she was born, and now she's going to be 40 years old.
That's awesome.
That's sweet.
Yeah. I remember when I went to Kelly's birthday party at the Telos.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Pizza and cheese bread.
Oh, she was loving it.
Yeah, she loves it.
President Kelly like Canes?
Yeah, oh, yeah. The second Christmas.
We have her 40th birthday party.
The second we got done doing the Christmas Santa stuff, it was, when's my birthday? So, yeah. So, happy birthday to my sister.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
Look, I'm not one to nitpick.
Yeah.
But it's not really a story.
No.
It's a statement of fact.
But I said it was a story, and then I could... But then when I said it was about Kelly, you let me talk.
No, it's a good story. It's a good story. It's Kelly's birthday.
On Sunday. 40 years old.
Oh, that's awesome.
I have a better story. Today's my brother-in-law's birthday.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay, play the song.
Yeah.
For Michael?
Tony. Michael Tony.
Happy birthday, Tony Michael. Yeah,
Tony sucks.
I'm full of stories. Next February 17th, I'll have another story.
Listen to Queensryche. Everybody hates you. And hockey. when we come back, we play initials. Nordo, right. PA, and Charge are going to play. I think, what are we on, 290? Yeah. This might be game number 290 of all time. Do we do the cash contest or not?
Oh, no, we didn't do the cash contest. Boy. I get the cash contest here. All right. You're going to text the keyword, oh, my goodness, pizza. What are the odds? Pizza to 200-200. Text keyword pizza 200-200 for your shot to put a grand in your hand. Standard text message data rates may apply in this national cash context. Pizza to 200-200 on The Fan.
AJ Sauce, Nordo, Charge, and the return of Paul Allen to initials is next.
The Fan. The Fan.
Thank you.
back to the Power Trip Morning Show. It's a little after 8:20 on Friday, which means it's time for initials. And, some throwbacks today. It's been a while. So let's get right into it.
It's time to play Initials on the Power Trip, presented by Mountain Dew.
And specifically Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. All the dew, zero the sugar, do the dew.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a problem. That's a good point.
Hey, Nordo, we had a charge complaint out of the gate.
Oh, wow. It might be important that I can hear the people in the other studio.
Yeah, that's fair.
Log that one at 8:23.
All right. First hey, of Abbott, many. Fantasy Football Weekly wasn't posted on iTunes at 12:01.
Exactly. We get that podcast.
I love those tweets. I love those tweets.
Why are we piling on Church? Am I the only one that likes Church? You guys all hate Church? I like him.
I think... Honestly, you're pretty lukewarm on charge.
Well, okay. That's fair. We play initials every Friday on the Power Trip Morning Show, and it works like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, phrases. They share the same initials. These five gentlemen don't know what the initials are until I reveal them here in a second. Each item has six clues. I start reading clues as soon as they know who or what I'm describing. They yell at their name. Their name is their buzzer. If they get it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, they're off for the remainder of just that item. We play best out of 12. All-time record is 9, held by Sauce and AJ. It's been like 4.5 years, I think, since PA was here. Mm-hmm. When was the last time you played? It must have been year one, I bet, right?
I think LS were the initials, Lexington Steel.
Yeah.
There was a DC for Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
I've seen Power Trip bets with all of his props, so I immediately am going
you
to
played
fix.
When we did BB for Busty Buffy.
Yeah.
You got that one.
You were here for PR.
So I'm going to fix
Paul
that.
Revere.
Those up betting certain ways, they will lose their money.
All right. AJ is your all-time wins leader with 103. Hi, AJ.
Sauce. Hey, no. Corey. Oh, as
been
always,
a while.
If I win this week, you can head over to the Rival House downtown St. Paul, get a free tap beer, including the KFAN beer, which they have, and a $3 initials appetizer just for telling your server that AJ won the initials game. Rival House, St. Paul.
Sauce is second with 93 career victories. Hi, Paul.
Hi. If I win, go to any one of the Woollett bakeries, get 6 donuts free when you buy 6 all weekend long. Just tell them Meat Sauce won initials.
I'm throwing it for Sauce.
Thank you.
9th all-time in points with 13. The fans, Eric Nordquist.
Hey.
You're a top 10.
Top 10,
I forgot about that.
Wow.
You're sandwiched between Carly Zucker and Kevin McDermott. Not a bad place to be.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. Going. Hey, Nordo, you are also filling in for Mark Parrish today. And if Nordo wins, you can head to Cowboy Jack's in Bloomington and get a free Northland Pear Bear. That's Northland Vodka, Soda, and Lemon, or a half-priced appetizer if Nordo wins. Cowboy Jack's in Bloomington.
Sweet. You'll notice that Paul and I were not chosen to represent anybody.
Oh, that's not true.
Yes. That's
not, oh, really? Oh,
another
no.
Complaint. Don't get ahead of your intro here, Charge.
But you are teamed up because I think they need as many opportunities as possible. Charge is tied for 25th all-time in points. You have 4 career points, Charge.
And I believe I played 4 times. Probably do the math on
more?
That. I've hosted more than I've played, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you like hosting.
Oh, I love it.
I appreciate it.
Much rather be hosting than playing.
Nordo does a good job, too, by the way. 37th, tied for 37th all-time.
Mm-hmm.
The voice of the Vikings,
yes.
Paul Allen.
Yes.
With 2 career points.
Your initials.
We just looked it up the other day, right? It was David Carr and Philip Rivers. So shocking they were both
football
quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
And, Charge, here you go. You are each playing separately, but if either one of you wins... you are representing Radco. You'll receive 10% off your entire order in store or online at radco.com when you use the promo code INITIALS. Discount does not apply to toppers.
Why can't we combine? Seriously, if we average 1 correct question per attempt, why can't we just combine them for Radco's sake?
We can't change the game. We've been playing this for 5.5 years. PA, since it's been a long time since you played, just a quick refresher.
Yeah.
Yell out your name. Your name is your buzzer.
I listen every single way.
You have to pronounce it correctly.
Yeah.
Can't use your phone. I don't expect you guys to do that. Can't use any digital devices. Also, Jana Shortle made this mistake. Don't say things that you are thinking. Like, I was going to say Lexington Steel. Okay, what if Lexington Steel's item 5? Don't do that either.
Then PA or I are going to get it on 1 clue.
Got it.
The initials this week.
Is it Nordo playing?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, he's well aware.
The initials this week are TC.
Oh, right. You've got to be kidding me.
Why?
These are the ones you prepared for?
I was going
for?
To make a joke about TC. I was going to be like, I was going to say TC.
You were just
going to
start guessing some TCs?
And well, if it had cool, then, come I mean, up, people would have thought this thing was rigged.
Rigged, of course.
It would have immediately said,
yeah, because you guys are BFFs and you rigged the Fantasy Football Charts Challenge.
Right, even though I've lost like three times.
Yeah. All right, TC. Here we go with PA Charts Sauce Agent. The reason
I was going to guess TC is it's Titans Chiefs this weekend. And that's was it was just on my mind.
That might be number seven, man.
Shanna Shortle, stop talking.
Cheating biatch.
Shanna Shortle?
Yeah.
Is that a porn star?
No.
Hey, Nordo, Charch is being difficult.
Yeah, human clipping penalty right now.
Yes. Let's just
get to the game. Yes. Mean to Charch.
Item one of TC. Here we go.
Good luck.
Number one.
Connected to the greatest hits of the B-52s.
Clue number
Announcer.
Two.
Okay.
The clam.
In the world. Are you meat saucing this?
No.
It's a Rock Lobster.
Yeah. It's a Rock Lobster reference.
Holy cow, this might be an interesting game.
Can I change my vote? AJ with 12.
All right. PA is out for the rest of number one.
Right. Clue number two.
Will Forte wanted Twilight connected to this on Parks and Recreation.
Clue number three.
The 2009 Nicolas Cage film called Knowing featured one of these.
Clue number four.
These are sometimes placed in cornerstones during building construction.
Charge. Time capsule.
Yeah!
Wow. Yeah!
Oh, Charge!
I got my one out of the way now.
Well done.
But of course, nerd.
Oh, beast.
Nice job, Charge.
Well, the beast is in here to whoop ass.
A quick recap. The you answer was time one. Capsule, not the clam.
And I guess the clam.
Charge leads 1-0.
They put clams in corners of buildings, too, though, in fairness.
Down at the
booth. No, it was a B-52's reference. I thought it was
Here's item two of TC.
Clue number one.
A 2004 musical featuring Val Kilmer and Adam Lambert.
Right.
Clue number two.
Twice connected to legendary filmmaker Cecil B. DeMille.
Clue number three.
Includes murder.
Clue number four.
Famously connected to Mel Brooks in 1981.
Announcer.
Yep.
Thelonious Calamity.
You know you're going to get hammered for meat sauce in this game, correct? Twitter takes this game so seriously. That's they're going to absolutely
the
murder
prize
you.
Is a steak, man.
The PA, shockingly, out for number two.
Clue number five.
Mentions mothers and fathers. Final clue.
Clue number six.
In 1956, Charlton Heston played Moses in this film.
Paul.
Eric. Paul was first.
Ten Commandments.
Age.
Yeah. Ten Commandments.
Probably should have got that one.
AJ and I are up in here reading Matthew 11:28, and we both lose Ten Commandments.
That's because you said something that was not pronounceable.
Yeah. You're,
I don't even know what those words were.
Meat saucy.
Charge and sauce each have one. Here's item three. Can't wait to see what PA guesses for this one on item three of TC.
Clue number one.
Was a number one hit for George Strait in 1985.
Clue number two.
Was briefly hosted by John McEnroe in 2002.
Clue number three.
In a sense, was first used in 1890.
Clue number four.
Often involved in tennis arguments.
Clue number five.
Featured in 1999's The Green Mile.
Paul.
Yep.
Come on.
The chair?
That's right.
Yeah. Really? I couldn't pull the trigger on that chair.
It was so vague.
I was thinking the chain.
I had it at the tennis one.
Hey, Jana Shortle.
Did you get 10 minutes?
Did you get two?
I just went charge on it.
Yeah.
Titans Chiefs.
Just keep saying the clown.
It's not going. Titans Chiefs is not going to come up.
Sauce takes the lead with two. He leads charge 2-1. Here's item four.
At least I didn't copyright George Carlin on the clam reference.
Fair. TC item four.
Clue number one.
connected to the 2000 NBA draft.
Clue number two.
Is 29 years old.
Clue number three.
Has connections to Billy Joel, Garth Brooks, Metallica.
Paul.
Yep.
Target Center.
That's right.
Wow.
Nicely done.
Well done, big boy.
I thought it
Target
was
Center.
The first one. I'm like, that's too easy. Why don't you have an NBA clue? It wasn't the clam?
It's not. Here's item five of TC with Sauce leading charts 3-1. Nordo, AJ, and PA yet to score. Here's item five of TC.
Clue number one.
Former Golden Globe winner.
Clue number two.
Features George, Philip, Elizabeth, and Winston.
Clue number three.
It spans decades.
Lows. Clue number four.
Debuted in 2016.
Clue number five.
Has included performers like Jared Harris, Helena Bonham Carter, John Lithgow, and more.
Come on.
Final clue.
Clue number six.
This is a critically acclaimed Netflix drama series.
AJ.
Yep.
The Crown.
That's right.
Oh, nice job.
The
Jared Harris is Crown. The best actor going.
He's terrific. He was great on Mad Men. I didn't see Chernobyl, but I was.
Why would you not have seen Chernobyl?
I know everybody Mad raves Man. About it. Jesus. I just never got into it.
You
raved
all
about
that
it. Everybody
on
our show.
Watch Chernobyl.
Mad Men was terrific.
Mm.
Right, Charge?
That was very
good. You and
shocking.
I, we rigged it.
You both love it.
Great to put you to sleep.
That's because it was great.
Oh, stop.
Jared Harris had an interesting ending.
Yes, he did.
To Mad Men.
Yes, he did.
He did not see the finale. Sauce with three. AJ in charge. You're never going to watch it. AJ in charge with one apiece. Here's item six of TC.
Clue, it's almost
number
over.
One.
It's almost over.
Yeah. This is a Clue, felonious calamity one. For you.
In 2012... Time listed him as one of the 100 most influential people in the world.
AJ.
Eric.
AJ is first.
Tom Clancy.
Mm. So, Nardo, you do not have to ring in, but you can if you want to. Do you want to or not?
Tim Cook.
That's right.
Whoa!
Nice job.
Nice job.
He went for it.
Tim Cook.
Nardo. He's the Apple guy. Apple. That's what I thought AJ was going to say.
AJ didn't say that.
Nice job, Nardo.
Good one, Nardo.
AJ also talks Cook, in the third person now.
Sauce has three. AJ, Nordo, and Charge all on the board with one apiece. We're halfway through the game. PA? Still anybody's game. PA's still in this. It's not over yet. Here's item seven of TC.
Clue number one.
28 years old.
Clue number two.
Help launched another person's career into superstardom.
Clue number three.
Parts of it appeared in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Clue number four.
Rolling Stone magazine named it the 138th best album of all time.
Clue number five.
Its cover is an homage to Zigzag. Final clue.
Clue number six.
This album featured Warren G, Nate Dogg, Snoop Dogg, and was the debut...
Eric
was first.
The Chronic.
The Chronic.
Right.
Oh, nice man.
Nordo is
nice
back
job,
in this.
Nordo.
Come on, Nordo.
Chance.
Come on, Nordo. Sauce has three. Nordo has two. AJ in charge with one apiece. We're on item eight of TC.
Parrish would have gotten
How many are
one.
There? 12?
Here's 12, yep.
Clue number one.
Connected to John Cusack and James Spader in 1991.
Clue number two.
Released in 1986.
Clue number three.
Appeared on a 1998 Phil Collins compilation album titled Hits.
Charge. True Colors?
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, he redid Cyndi Lauper's song, True Colors.
Great tune.
Charge back in this as well.
We got some players today.
All right, Sauce with three. Charge and Nordo just one back with two apiece. AJ has one. PA yet to score, but there's four items left. Anybody's game. Here's item nine of TC.
Clue number one.
Went to Marquette.
Clue number two.
Debuted in 1995.
Clue number three.
Is from Ohio.
Oh, come on.
Clue number four.
Had a family member die at a wedding.
Jeez.
Clue number five.
He's famous for singing songs like Come on Eileen and It's the
An
End. Yep.
Oh, man.
Five, four, three, two.
The Chainsaw.
PA out for the rest of item nine. I'll finish that clue.
Clue number five.
Famous for singing songs like Come on Eileen and It's the End of the World.
Paul.
Go for
Damn
it.
Damn it. Tommy Callahan.
That's right.
God. Would you have accepted
Raise your
Tom
hand
Callahan?
No. Yeah.
But it's not Same Tom thing. Callahan. Tom Callahan's Tom. The dad.
We've accepted answers like that
Except
in the past.
Michael and Mike.
Right, that was, well, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I'm saying,
My guess
too.
Is PA in charge don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
No.
Tommy Boy.
It's
Tommy
Boy. Chris Farley and Tommy
oh,
Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Golden Globes, music, or film?
Brilliant hints.
Thank
Both.
You.
Both.
I don't know.
No, it's film.
It's a film. It's you haven't seen Tommy Boy with Chris Farley? Great film.
I'm still stuck on what Golden Globes are.
Got it.
You've I'll seen show it. Later.
Three yeah, items to go. Sauce takes a 2-point lead. So, Sauce, if you get any of the remaining three, you are the winner.
Good luck, Nordo.
Sauce with four. Nordo in charge with two. AJ has one. Here's item 10 of TC.
Clue number one.
Connected to a death in 2001.
Clue number two.
Often features significant cuts.
Paul.
For the win.
Training camp.
Yep. That's right.
Wow.
Yep. Nice job, Paul. Shoot.
Wow.
I thought maybe if I said death and cuts, you wouldn't think sports. You would think maybe like a horror Wounding. Film, but yeah. you didn't yeah. get stumped by that. You win, but let's keep going.
Yeah, donuts for everybody.
Sauce wins.
Yeah, Willette's. Yes. Willette Bakery's donuts.
Now for Charge and Nordo and PA and AJ. Now it's just running up the score, right? Yeah. So you can pass ahead people on the all-time points list. Here's item 11 of TC.
Don Cheadle Clue,
number one.
Is a 2009 self-help book written by a famous daughter.
Clue number two.
It's a valuable resource.
Clue number three.
It's sometimes used as a surprise.
Clue number four.
It involves an advantage.
Clue number five.
In a very practical sense, it's connected to suits. Final clue.
Clue number six.
It has an elevated rank in trick-taking games that outrank all other plain suits.
Paul.
Eric. Paul was slightly first. Five, four, three, two.
Top card.
Nordo, you're next.
Well, no, I was going to guess trump card, which I think
That's
is
right.
wrong.
Oh!
Okay. Trump card right. is the correct
hey.
Answer.
Hey!
Nordo with three! It doesn't matter,
that
but
was
still.
A very confident answer
still,
on my part.
Who cares? Run up the score.
Yeah.
Sauce it's with a, five, Nordo with three, card. Charge with two, AJ with one. Stupid. PA, get on the board. Here you go. Last one. Item 12 of TC.
Clue number one.
Had a rivalry with Sam Crawford.
What?
Clue number two.
Connected to Tommy Lee Jones in 1994.
Clue number three.
Was it?
Okay. Ty Cobb.
Wow.
That's right.
Ty Cobb is right.
Nice job.
Charge. Good one, dude. Sauce has five, but Nordo in charge with respective performances, respectable performances of three apiece. AJ with one. You both outscored the all-time champ.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Sauce, what happens now that you won?
Go to any one of the Ouellette bakeries. Yes, we're done. Go to any one of the Ouellette bakeries and you buy six donuts, you get six free. They are open on Sunday.
All right, so what happened to Twin Cities, Tyrone Carter, The Cure, Tom Cruise, Tom Clancy? And by the way, how do you guys deal with AJ and this freaking nervous tick with this pen every single week? just sitting here. Oh my God!
Hey, I'm throwing you off your game. It worked.
It worked. I was thrown off my game when I was invited to
that
do this.
That's the reason PA got none.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you got nine to noon.
I got my Hockey Day sweatshirt from Fox Sports North. Also, how come I didn't get a medium like you? Oh wait, that's not a medium. Sorry.
Wow.
You know how you can loosen that up?
Yeah.
You can grab the chainsaw and just cut the seam a little bit.
Let me see your clamp.
let me give you a suggestion when it comes to drying cotton.
Yeah.
2 minutes to take out the wrinkles and hang
it. I've never even washed it. I wore it out of the box.
Really? It's awfully tight.
Yeah. Man. Unlike your privates.
The clam.
All right, 9 to noon's after this. Power to Morning Show. One more second after this on The Fan. The Fan.
Let Green Mill Kitty your next tailgate party. Simply tweet at KFAN1003 using hashtag Green Mill Tailgate, and you can win a $100 Green Mill gift card, pizza, pasta, beer, and wings, only from Green Mill. Also, caller number 11, 651-989-5326 or 1-800-320-5326, wins four passes to Twins Fest 2020 presented by Quick Trip. The event will happen on Friday, January 25th, so next Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Target Field. Proceeds will benefit the Minnesota Twins Community Fund. Caller 11 right now.
Sauce, nicely done.
Thanks, man. Whenever Hockey and Parrish aren't here, I'm like, they're just going to get like 10 of them.
Guess what, too? With five today, that puts you at 991. You are now within striking distance to be the first to 1,000.
Sweet.
991. And AJ only got one. He's got 927, so that bet's dead. I mean, he would have had to be at a ridiculous pace, but it's been dead for months.
What if I die?
Let's not.
That'd be worth it.
What?
Ratings.
So unless we have the next five initials majors in the next 5 weeks, and you just go blank the rest of the way, AJ's not going to get to 1,000 first.
Sweet.
And we all knew, I think, didn't we do the math when we made the bet? And it was something like you had to average five, and he had to average three.
Yeah.
Over the course of the next, whatever, year and a half, for you to get to 1,000 first.
But yeah, obviously, and my hot streak cooled off.
Right, and every time you post a 5, 6, or 7, I mean, that just obviously throws that average off pretty quickly, so.
Yeah, I went back to my old strategy.
Which is what? Getting answers correct?
That and just not going, Paul! And saying, the clam.
See, you know, the look on your face when you looked at PA, like, you were in disgust. Go, you're meat saucing it. Now you know how we feel. That's what he did. He meat sauced the game.
Yeah, but okay, you're right.
Hey, Zach.
Yes, sir.
Do you have that office clip that somebody sent you?
I do.
This is brilliant.
So, I had completely forgotten about this, but this is exactly what we were talking about. Robert California, speaking of James Spader, I think I just mentioned James Spader in one of the clues. Robert California was a James Spader character for, I think, about one season of The Office. I think it was season 8.
Yep.
Right, because Michael left after the end, mostly the end of season 7. So, Robert California was most of, if not all, of season 8. Ellie Kemper, who plays Aaron Hannon on the show, and Robert California had a conversation, Sauce, and this will probably hit a little close to home if you can play it, Zach.
Here we go.
Hello.
Robert California, let's have a conversation.
Describe your day so far.
Well, I woke up and
Aaron,
I listened.
When you recount your day, never say you woke up. It's a waste of your time. That's how every day has begun for everyone since the dawn of man.
Very smart. Very smart. Suddenly, I was awake.
She doesn't know how to say I woke up.
She's brilliant. She's that we need that.
Yeah, well,
we need that part.
We need that because you are incapable of starting a story without saying that you woke up when the day started. So last Saturday, I wake up, and then we're gonna have to have that button for the rest of time, which is awesome.
Do you have anything else to give away, or are we good, Zach? Is that everything?
I think we're good. I think we got everything solid.
All right, so Curb Your Enthusiasm debuts on Sunday, but of course, a couple hours before that, the two big title games, NFC and AFC. Last second predictions, what do you like? Moneyline and the game itself. Sauce, you're first.
I would moneyline the Titans. I think the Titans can win. It's not simple, but it's the Gophers' mentality. They just keep the ball away from you, and they score touchdowns instead of field goals. That's how the Gophers won all those games. That's how Tennessee beat the Patriots, the former Super Bowl champ. Then they went and beat the number one seed in the Ravens, who a lot of people thought were going to win the whole thing. And now that you got to tell me they just have to go into Kansas City and put Derrick Henry and hand the ball to him 30 times against an awful rush defense?
KC did beat him, 35-32 earlier this year, I believe.
I just think that they have the perfect formula to win games, and then I would money line, I would take the points, and I would take San Francisco.
AJ?
Money lines confuse me, so I'm going to give an analysis, and you tell me where I'm landing. The Titans-Chiefs game, the one thing people are overlooking is something we are all too familiar with here in Minnesota. If you blitz, and I don't mean blitz on defense, if you get out to a quick early lead, Kansas City gets out to a quick early lead, the Titans have to pass the football. They can't do what they like to do. They can't plot slowly and run the football because they have to play catch-up. And I don't think that they can do that. So I think that Kansas City offense is just too powerful. They're going to get out to a double-digit lead and make Tennessee play a game that they don't want to play and end up winning by double digits. So am I taking the points in Kansas City?
So that would be, you'd want the Chiefs on the money line.
The Chiefs on the
money line. And then you would also say that they're going to cover the spread.
And they're going to cover the spread.
Beyond seven.
San Francisco, Green Bay. I think that San Francisco wins a shootout that is within 7 points.
7.5. Okay, yes. Right on. Zach, quickly.
Yeah, money line the Titans, but I do think the Chiefs are going to win. But for value, and then I'd hammer Green Bay. I think they're going to keep it close.
Ooh, all right. Power Trip Morning Show returns on Monday, 5:30 to 9. Thanks to Charge. Thanks to PA. Thanks to Nordo. Thanks to Mr. Z. We'll see you on Monday, 5:30 to 9. PA and Charge are next, right here on the Fan.
Listen back to today's Power Trip Morning Show, or to hear previous shows, podcast us on the iHeartRadio app or KFAN.com.